And we're back after a very short, non-existent, break.
Yes.
This is
hi.
This is Tom Church once again with Role Playing Public Radio. And
oh my God!
This.
Let me go to sleep.
Yes,
we're doing this for the unspeakable.
Yes, we are doing this for the unspeakable
podcast of the unspeakable oath. Finest Call of Cthulhu magazine.
Best ever, ever.
Probably.
And this is once again. This is Operation Downside. Is the I think there's my it's the current working title, which means I'd actually have to be motivated to think up of a different one, so it's probably gonna stick.
Downside in German.
You should come up with that in German.
Rough.
Or in French just to
screw up.
You are an infiltrator. Yes, because you're an infiltrator.
Just rub an AK on it. Yeah. I won't remember that.
Hey, and Caleb, it's one roll for both up and down.
Nice.
Yeah.
I hate that rule.
I know you do. But once again, we have our group of...
Getting down is really easy.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Anyway, but
all
once
you have to do is put on the right music.
But anyway, once again, we have our elite group of infiltrators and saboteurs here to do bad things.
That's probably not going to last very long.
Yeah. Here to do dangerous things in America.
Yeah.
So, of course, we have Aaron. Aaron, we got Drew, Ross, David, but also joining us just tonight is Caleb. Say hi, Caleb. That's it?
He was a late delivery by the U-boat.
He'll be taking over one of the other characters.
Wilhelm?
Yes.
Becker?
Wilhelm Becker. Yes. Yes. So, as I recall, when you last left off, you... Just in case anyone...
in America.
Yeah. Just in case
anyone... has to see your papers.
Just in case anyone, because there's like a year hiatus between Ross posting these, so...
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, it's up to Shane Ivey.
Exactly. Post. Well, the actual operation... Your primary job was to create a independent group of individuals made up of actual Americans.
Which we've already done. Thanks to...
And then organize them into a sabotage unit that can operate independently with no evidence that Germany had anything to do with it.
We're supposed to recruit terrorists,
basically, terrorists. And also
and we have succeeded.
Well, you've got some, but they're not organized into anything.
Yeah,
they're organized into a family.
They are an Appalachian avalanche.
I like
do
that.
Do they really need more?
Point for Aaron.
Than that?
I like that name.
That sounds like Rudy. A professional wrestler. The Iron Sheik will be fighting the Appalachian avalanche next on WWE.
We got to pay for that.
But,
now.
Also, you are to assassinate two individuals, Dr. Henry Lowe of the War Department in Washington, D.C., and Dr. Alloy Kessler at the University of Boston. They're deemed high-priority targets for elimination because all signs point to eventual conflict with the U.S. So you're basically preparing the battlefield for that.
Yeah.
But, of course,
in order to do that, we need to get some retired FBI agents. Get them.
Because we all know, M1 Hitler actor. Was amazing at logistics.
Hopefully. Well, it's a good thing Hitler didn't set this mission up.
Yeah. And, it was people under him.
Because it worked so... No, he did... whatever. I know too much about history!
Yeah, no, come on. Like, the German army succeeded, succeeded early on in spite of Hitler, not because of him. Yeah, burr, take that, Hitler. Yeah. Burr. So yeah, you have there's three retired agents and one active that Marsh wants you to take care of. Mm-hmm. And get that they have information that he needs.
Okay.
I thought
two of them are in Georgia. There's three retired and one active. The one active, it'll take some doing to lure out, but we can do that.
Elimination. But they have information.
They're two in Georgetown,
so he can interrogate them. Mm-hmm. I got it. No, there's two of the three are in Georgetown.
That's what I said.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's go to. I want to go to Georgetown first, case, and also to make.
All right. Content. Oh, you acquired another card, didn't you?
Yes, that's the one that you wanted to spend on.
Yeah.
Well, actually, didn't we get the card? Oh, never mind. So
yeah,
I thought we got the card from the other guy
because we've got gold bricks.
Well, a gold brick.
We've got a, and we sold that, or I guess
you fenced it off.
Yeah, so we have money.
We took it to a bank.
A gangster bank.
Yeah, essentially.
We took it to a speakeasy.
Like, they don't charge much interest or keep records.
Yeah.
Exactly, that's what we don't want.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's go to Georgetown.
We went to Fred's bank.
Hello, American friends.
Hello. Hi!
Would you like to partake in a game of baseball?
Yeah, what's your American
Our
alias?
National pastime.
What's your American alias?
Apple pie?
Too late, I already had it.
John Smith.
Jackie.
Oh, Nassie.
Mine is Scott Glancy, a true American man.
God bless Scott Glancy.
Yeah. So you guys should pick better names than that. Jackie Lincoln.
So might as well be Gleason, right?
Do you want to go to a bar and fight about it?
Just a little bit more in here?
As is the way of solving disputes in our culture?
Germans do that too. Wow.
All right, I'll stop derailing.
You're believable. Turn right. it down.
So,
are you all going?
I'm going.
I'm going. Yeah. Right. This is what I'm good at, I guess. Maybe.
Come on.
Okay.
Jackie, let's go.
Great, we're going to be thinking about that all.
Yeah.
Things, pals.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the main thing right now. I mean,
Scott, thank you. Yeah. And whatever you guys
do. Well, basically, since I can drive, I'll drive somewhere near Georgetown University, and I'll look up Dr. Harrison and tell the others to meet back at like a coffee shop in 2 hours so I can see if my contacts there.
All right, so I'll say right now it's around.
And I'm going to be traveling with him because we always have to go in at least a group of two.
Yeah.
For safety's sake.
Yeah. Well, George got me too.
Yeah, we got a group of three over here, so you have to stay.
No, we can have three.
We've got three, but Aaron can't be by himself either because we have
true.
To travel in groups of two.
Yeah.
As your grandfather says, once we actually get to Georgetown, we'll have to split up to case both the joints. We don't have a whole lot of time.
Yeah, so let's all go together. Then
okay.
that's then.
Three actually, no. You and I can take the truck, and we can take a look at the other guy.
Yeah.
So, okay.
All right. Yeah, it's two guys in Georgetown, one guy in Bethesda.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then there's also one active agent who just works.
I will go to Bethesda if we go there.
Okay, so Caleb and Aaron can go to Bethesda. The other three of us can go to Georgetown.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's probably best if I stick with Aaron because I'm packing heat and he's not.
And
well,
Caleb should be packing
guns.
Heat. And Caleb should be.
We can all have guns.
Aren't most of them in the bread box back at the farmhouse?
We can. No, we're at the farmhouse.
There are guns in every room of that house.
And
there's a submachine gun in the bread box.
Yeah, oh, well, there's some bread in there, too.
Besides,
we've got a Tommy got hit with the pumpernickel.
No, we eat good German bread. It doesn't need to be in a bread box.
Wait a minute. No, we don't eat good German bread. We're not German at all.
Right now.
We're Italians.
That's like, although we had the
Italians
at the time
to
gain any other...
Wait, hold on.
Or his grandfather's still acquiring the general pharmaceuticals that I requested.
Yeah, we got to be friends.
It wasn't grandfather. It was Marsh.
Marsh was getting it.
Yeah, Marsh said he has... He didn't say he had to assemble. He said he had just about everything you need. Ready, and that was, he said he'd have it in 24 hours, and that was about 24 hours ago.
Oh, okay, so I have the
point. So he's ready whenever you are.
Yeah, so let's go, I'm going to go to Georgetown, go to the university first.
All right, we'll do the university team first.
Well, I'm just going,
the other time he
goes
in the feed truck in the barn.
Okay.
Meet with my contact.
Yeah.
Well, would you like a 38?
But that's sure. That's by
okay.
myself.
Okay, so you're just going, you're going off by yourself, so there's four other guys in the, I guess they're taking the truck.
Well, we all go to Georgetown and we just split up in Georgetown.
So okay.
Right.
Like, we park the car somewhere, I walk to the university, they walk to case the house is out, or they can take the car and we can just meet up at a diner 2 hours, in 2 hours or something.
Yeah,
because there are diners. It's America.
So. It's America, they all look like Nighthawks too, this is that time.
And they're but they're brand new. Everyone smokes.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's a polar bear outside throwing them.
It's like, I'll have coffee and cigarettes, please. It's like, you want cheese on cigarettes? What do it look like? Call me, of course I want cheese.
Yep. So yeah, I'm going to Georgetown University, and then whoever else is going to Georgetown can.
Okay, so. All right, so let's break up. We got, okay, Ross is going to Georgetown University.
Yeah. I'm going to Georgetown to look at the.
So that, okay, so there's. There's two guys in Georgetown you need to look at, so are you breaking up are the remaining four breaking up into a group of two to go to each one?
Well, you're going to Georgetown. Who else is going to Georgetown?
There's two guys in Georgetown. You're all going to Georgetown first.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And so you're going to the university.
Yeah.
And there's two guys. There's Gerard Hollis and Donald Bolton, who are retired FBI agents.
All right. Which one of them is at Georgetown University?
That's me. That's,
him.
I'm
He's
doing research
there.
On Marsh.
Okay.
Who's on first?
I actually have contacts for either, so where do you want me to go?
All right, why don't we send Caleb with Ross to Georgetown University? Which one of the agents is closest to the university proper?
Hollis.
Okay.
So we're going to go check that out.
Right. You guys stick together, meet Ross's contact at the university first, and then look at Hollis. Meanwhile, Aaron and I will take a look at the other fellow, which is...
Donald Bolton. You're both in Georgetown. You're all in Georgetown right now.
Right.
Yeah.
But since that one is further away from the university, we will drop these three off, and then we will go take a look at Mr. Bolton.
Okay, then.
Does that sound like a plan?
It sounds like a plan.
Does it sound like a good plan?
Sure.
Okay. Sure. Why not?
Okay. We'll call it good.
All okay.
Right. Good enough for government work.
Okay, so we'll say the team going to the first agent, Gerard Hollis. Who's that?
That's me.
Just you?
And Caleb?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't go to university by myself. I mean, that's just research, so there's no risk there.
Yeah.
We all have papers now.
Yeah, that's, I mean, actually better to have to have additional agents go to...
So you know everything there is to know about these two agent guys?
No, they don't. They don't know much about them at all.
That's why we're going to look.
Okay, I need to find a phone then.
There are phones.
I will go into a diner and use a phone.
Okay, good.
I will call up Lydia Morris, my friend.
Okay, well, it's during the day. She'd be at work by right now.
Yeah, I'll call her at work.
All right. Which department? Which department is it again?
She's the secretary of the FBI.
Yeah.
So, there's that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so
that's how I'm gonna get intel. But, yeah.
Okay, so. All right, so I'm call asking for. There are not many people ask for the receptionist, so. But eventually...
Well, that's because she's the one who picks up the phone.
Yeah, she would be the one like, hey, Lydia? Hey, what's going on?
Mark. It's like, hello, this is Lydia.
Lydia, it's Jackie.
Like, check. Oh my God, when did you get into town?
Oh, I just flew in. I'm so eager to see you. Could we meet up after work today?
I have to go home and feed my dog, but...
I'll tell you what, I'll meet you there and we'll walk out, we'll get a bite for dinner.
Oh, well that's fantastic, sure.
Can I have your address?
Like, oh, well...
I don't have a car, so I have to walk, it'll take me a walk.
Like, oh, well, oh shoot, just meet me outside the building and we'll walk there together.
Where you work?
Like, yeah, oh, it's like... Oh, you've never been to Washington, have you?
No, I just got your number, and I don't have the address.
Oh, well, okay, sure. Here, and it's not the J. Edgar Hoover building right now, but it gives you their current headquarters.
I will brazenly walk there.
Meet me at the lone phone booth at midnight on the wrong side of town.
I'm not a German spy.
All right, yeah. So I want to meet up with her and chat it up.
Okay, well, she gets off work. It's when she gets off work. It's about 12:30 right now, so you have a few hours.
All right, well, I'll do that in a few hours.
Okay.
I did some things. Yay. Other people do other things.
I'll case out. We've got their addresses, right?
Yeah, you've looked them up. Okay. Well, the retired ones, it's easy to look up.
Hide, spot, or, be sneaky.
I'll say spot hidden. Okay, that'd be...
I've got sneak, spot hidden, hide.
That'd be sneak.
42 out of 50.
Okay, so yeah.
The meaning of life!
It's like, you're gone. So,
excellent.
And it's one of the, and it's a suburban American street. And it's,
tract housing.
Tract housing, one of many. Yeah, pretty much. So, and it's you and who else?
I guess it's just me, because Caleb's on the phone.
Okay, well, give me a spot hidden then. So you snug up to the house.
19.
And he is home. You can see him through the kitchen window. Looks to be like an old, probably late 50s, early 60s.
Does it look? I mean, how's the house look?
Are you trying to discern something about him?
Habits, easy approach.
So psychology. Do you have a psychology?
No, but not him. Just the house in general.
Like how to approach a house without being seen.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that would be another spot. That'd be a spot.
So a lesson in not being seen.
18 out of.
There's no fence around the property, so there's nothing to hide behind there. There's several trees, some bushes, but then nothing that would get you really close to the house. there's still, you know, there's open yard and looks like, yeah, especially during this time of the day, there's people, there's a lot of people around.
So at night, or we could get a delivery truck and roll them up on the carpet.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
So we're trying to kill,
capture and interrogate, then eliminate.
But you can also tell from that he does live alone, so there's no one else in the house. And that's about all you can tell from this distance.
I'm not
without actually risk. Going up and examining the locks. And
I'm not
going
to risk getting any closer.
Is there anybody home?
Yeah,
the guy's there.
Yeah, you might want to check out the neighbors, see if there's any ones that are going to be noisy or.
We're going to hear a muffled scream.
Yeah, good idea. I will check out the look to see if the neighbors.
Okay.
36 out of 50.
Where are 36 out of 80 when we find them.
Our local contact, Robert Marsh, has a place.
Okay.
It's like a slaughterhouse or something?
No, it's a place. He didn't mention exactly
what we were wrong.
Yeah. He didn't say much
it's
about
cool.
it.
It's cool. Aaron setting up.
Well, Aaron's one setting it up. So.
Yeah. Our Gestapo guy setting it up. So, you know.
Everything's good.
It'll be great.
For the most part, you know, there's two houses on either side, then just across the street. And they all have, you know, nuclear families living in them, basically. But it's... There doesn't appear to be anyone who's, you know, they're, like, no one seems to be the head of the local neighborhood watch or anything. Or no one's, like, no one, you know, there's no injured
rear
guy.
Window action.
There's no rear window action.
Nice.
The crowds are on the streets now. Run!
Fucking zombies.
What's that? The Martians have landed?
Goddamn Martians. Goddamn moon Nazis.
What is the best picture?
If there are any in the neighborhood.
The list. Just the punches they were in the face.
Out. Oh, yeah, the blog.
What was this?
I found a blog called HitlerGettingPunched.blogspot.com. And all it is pictures of Hitler being punched.
Nice.
A lot of them are from Captain America.
As
we drive around, I'm going
that
to
keep
an eye out
because we don't know why Robert Marsh wants these guys.
It would also help with
I'm going to use the secretary and work that
knowing
out,
having their files would also, yes. Would also make the interrogation easier.
Well,
we can say, you know,
we'll do it.
Well, your daughter so and so lives at such and such.
Okay, team. Next team. The ones go. We'll go to the other. We'll go to the other agent first.
All right.
Okay.
All right. The one going to Donald Bolton's house.
Okay.
And that's us.
Yes,
that's
you.
That's my roll. Any luck? Well.
Actually,
where are you rolling?
Odd or even?
Odd.
Yes, indeed. There is one walking the neighborhood as we speak.
Blackjack?
Give me a spot.
Put my hand down on him first.
What did he look for?
You'll find out. I did not make that one.
Looks clear.
Is there
my partner doing,
is there a
way
to
way?
Flip the dice? Or is
no.
that a different one?
No, that's a close face.
Looks perfectly clear.
What is my partner doing?
Actually, he's just, we're just walking. He's just, like, he's in the car right now.
Yeah,
hey, exactly. We have cookies. They have peanut butter in them.
That one looks good.
So you just get out and do it?
No,
really
I'm gonna.
It looks perfectly fine, though.
Oh, then you should just,
do you see anybody around that one?
Give me a spot hidden.
God, I suck at that.
You really want Aaron to succeed on this, by the way.
God damn it. Why do you give me spot hidden when
I'll
have base when you're not there?
I fail it anyway. They are really far away.
Yes,
looking
they are.
Across fucking town.
Come on, you can do it.
Can I have a listen check instead?
No, you cannot.
Goddamn car.
You can have a listen check, but you're going to fail.
92.
Actually, no. It looks clear.
I'm a half-blind interrogator. Why do you want me to look for you?
No. He said
I'm
he doesn't
so
see
excited.
Anything, so.
I'm so excited for this.
No. It looks fine. Go club him over the head. Go take him out. Go.
Just, we gotta
go,
dude. He's not hitting anybody else. He's hitting you.
So, David, did you get out?
I have no idea.
Is it like every coast is clear?
You know, just the look of panic on his face.
Dude, there is no look of panic.
No, there's no look of panic.
Do it!
You can't
do it!
You can't metagame that, dude.
No. No.
Do it!
I see nothing of a general interest. You may do as you wish.
I see nothing of general interest.
So,
just sneak out. Actually, do I have sneak?
Dude, you're more of the wait, you know, you're not subtle.
Is that the blogger?
No, that's just my
mom. So, okay, so he's walking along. He's got his case with him. Looks to be checking off the list of houses.
No, it's not.
Excuse me, sir. A quick question.
It's like, yes. It's like, hello, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing rather well. I was interested in that case.
Good, like, I was like, good morning. Well, of course you are, sir. Like, these are the finest you'll find anywhere.
Well, I know. How much for the case, the whole thing?
The whole thing? Well, yes. Right, yes. Well, let's see. Yes, basically, it's a fuller brush salesman. Mm-hmm. Good job. So, what kind of cash, how much money do you have on you?
That is a good question. What kind of resources do I have on me?
We have gold brick level resources.
You have a gun, probably.
Credit history.
So, the group has resources, but how much actual money do you have on your person?
I didn't think to say it beforehand, so I probably don't. But I was armed beforehand.
To be fair, we probably all have a fair amount just in case we have to bribe our way out of something important.
Mm-mm. Well,
I mean, it would be stupid for us not to leave without at least some amount of cash.
Probably left to the people that can actually also talk your way out of it. I mean, it'd be as a, how much would I have to pay you not to do that?
Exactly.
You don't want to do it that way.
Well, yeah, so, but if the person then says $1,000 and you pull out $1,000 in 1940s money, I mean...
Dave,
you know,
give me a credit rating. I'm actually going to make you roll
that. Is that a skill?
What is it?
Do you have credit rating?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Awesome. Holy crap.
Yeah.
It's 15%. Wow.
David made it! You have enough to buy the whole case.
Yes. Thank you, sir, and go enjoy your lunch.
Well, actually, he needs to keep the case, but he says he can sell you everything in it.
Just tell you what.
Well, but I'll say you have enough to... He'll also sell you the case.
Yeah. That's really what I'm after, is I really want the case. The brushes are nice, but I mainly want the case.
They're the finest brushes anywhere.
Oh, I'm aware of that.
Walking salesman in the 40s. You gotta love it.
Yes.
Okay, well,
you know what? I've made your day in sales. Why don't you tell them that you found somebody who wanted the lovely carrying case as well, and they'll reimburse you for it when you get back to the office.
Well, it's like, of course, thank you, sir. Yeah, yes. Wow. It's a good thing you didn't try to resort to blackjacking him. Yeah, there were people would see you.
Tell him.
That would have been so cool.
I know, it would.
Fucking 5 stars.
It would have been Killsplosion awesome.
I know.
Terror on the streets of Georgetown.
But then I realized, Grandfather did say try for subtle, and a blackjack isn't exactly subtle.
A blackjack is very subtle. A submachine gun. That is not.
It depends if you're in Chicago or not.
Which we're not. We're in Boston.
And for the most part, the big gang wars are over.
Yeah.
Because Prohibition ended.
No.
And now we have a way that we can approach the door.
So do you think your sales pitch is practiced enough?
It's like, buy the brushes.
They are the finest brushes known to man. The brushes speak for themselves.
So you're going to go to the guy's house?
Yes, we are.
Oh, you're both going.
Caleb, you hate your
friend. Well, I thought we were.
Because what's your fast talk or persuade?
Non-existent.
Shit, and neither is mine. Do you actually have a credit rating?
I do.
How much?
15. Which is going to be going up because I made the roll.
Yes, if you survive.
If I survive.
You know what? I almost attempted to just do the Monty That's Python. Psychiatrist! Hello, are you in need of any psychiatric care?
No, this will work. This will work.
So, okay, there's the guy's house.
I don't see how it could possibly fail.
There you go. A nice vote of confidence.
Oh, I was cracking.
And actually, question, what's your sneak?
Also non-existent.
Well, it's Caleb existent. It exists.
I'm the sneaky.
Yes, he's the. Because he's an infiltrator. Did you see your past assignments?
Yeah.
That's, we don't have our infiltrators with us. We've got two of them that are fairly decent.
No.
Okay.
So the thing is, we're just going to have to.
He's German intelligence.
We're going to have to try the subtle frontal approach.
Okay.
Just follow my lead.
Well, we all have. We both have guns. So.
Yes. Speaking of which.
Okay.
One little bit of preparation. I am going to lift the tray with the brushes out, and I am going to hide Lucille underneath and set it down.
So you've got one of the Thompsons.
Yes.
Okay. There's nothing. I don't see
concealed.
Anything. Okay. Good. Fair enough. Well, there's his house.
I would rather.
I have a question. I don't mean to be jackass of gonna throw another. Wait, you're fuck it. Have a monkey wrench.
Okay. And
what do you have in conceal?
How old are you?
Give me a conceal roll, Dave.
Damn it.
Monkey wrench! Yeah.
Thank you, Drew.
It's Call of Cthulhu. We're not supposed to surprise.
Now, the case is not closing, right?
It's like, forget it. Leave Lucille in the car.
Okay. I think I may have the
you're
idea.
You're not. You can't call it Lucille.
He's an American.
Ludmilla.
Yeah, exactly.
He's an American. He better call it something.
David, how old's your character?
I would have to call it something American-ish. If we were back in the mother, or if we were back in the fatherland, her name would be
Greta.
His character is, I believe,
communist bastard.
22.
You're 22.
Okay. 22.
Beforehand, if we're both going up, I think we can at least get the story straight. That's like the story straight as
this. When was the people who were with the had the
rumble kind of ruffle my hair a little bit? It's like rumple the suit somewhat. Like I'm a traveling salesman.
He'll
buy
you rolled the game.
That's like you are my apprentice. You are learning the ropes and seeing if we can possibly give him. That's like give him a
traveling salesman never travel in pairs.
Huh?
Again, you're an apprentice.
Even if I am an apprentice at age 22, I'm obviously a very bad brush salesman.
I told you guys.
Get ready for fun.
Because
you're at his door. He's. What do you do?
That's like
I'm going to ring the bell and I'm holding the case. It's just you just. Kind of hang back a little bit.
You do that voodoo that you do.
Okay, you're a dog's
fine. I'm an up,
several
an
of them.
Onlooker.
And old man, probably in his late 50s, opens the door. Yes, can I help you?
Greetings, good sir. I am a Fuller Brush salesman, as you can tell by the case. Have you considered the usage of a Fuller Brush?
Give me a fast talk.
Do you need bonus?
You're going to bonus my
Yeah,
case.
I'll say a plus 20.
No. David, you have an off fucking 3. God.
That's a critical. Even on a 15% chance, that would be a critical
you
hit.
You failed it, yeah. He wants a brush.
I stuck the landing.
No,
I got all these dogs.
It's not that. He truly believes you are who you say you are.
No, he needs a brush, man.
That's a critical, man.
I could totally be a dick and make you roll an English roll now. In fact, I am. You do this, and he's bought your story completely. You did. So they say, hello, mein Führer. My sir.
Sir.
Good morning.
Two members of the party.
And if I
the Republican
time,
Party.
I'm afraid.
Bar full of brushes.
I'm afraid I'm very busy. Actually, a couple of
this is a brush recommended by the Führer. I mean, Mr. Roosevelt.
I am so sorry. Step inside. Just quickly closing the door behind me. It says, we don't want to let them out now, do we?
Says, sir, I'm in the middle of something very important.
While he's doing that, see if I can get around the back. So.
Yes. Give me a sneak roll.
I have nothing, but well.
Give me a roll.
The dog certainly won't notice.
Did this exact same happen in Lover in the Ice?
The exact same
Aaron,
thing.
Please, if you will,
hold on,
sneak roll.
He burled.
I want to know.
No, come
sneak
on.
Roll, come on.
Double down.
You didn't have sausage.
See, Aaron had
you
sword for backup. So he's learned nothing from
this. Give me a sneak roll, Aaron.
He's at base.
Sneak
roll.
No, rolling.
Here's the deal. I'm sitting. He closed the door on me. I'm sitting out in the street going, well, my job.
Well, Aaron,
for the
sneak roll. Make the roll, please.
Just set it on fire.
And you, do you make it?
No.
Nope.
Yes, the dog, as you're inside.
No, dogs need to make a listen check.
Yes.
I tried, Aaron.
They're dogs.
God damn it.
Dogs start barking and running to the running to the
they're
side.
They're dogs.
Like,
we're German.
Me.
To a dog, we smell
as
like
soon
sausage.
As he turns his back, sap.
Where were you hiding the sap?
In his pocket. It's a sap.
Actually, right. You know what? As
it's,
soon as he turns his back, brush.
All right.
No, a sap is like.
You've got the briefcase. Just use the briefcase. It's bigger.
That works.
All right.
Oh, wait a minute. I don't want to kill a guy.
Hit him with everything. Just flail.
Why
is your body on the wall?
Wait a minute. Not the sap, not the briefcase. I'm going to do this, or I'm just going to... Well...
Just punch him in the lower back!
That's what I'm aiming
okay,
for.
I'll
a martial arts roll. Basically, okay, a martial arts disable knockout.
Okay, well, you can say that you're going to just knock him out. I'll give you a plus 15 on your punch roll because he's distracted by the noise he just heard.
Made it. In fact, it's even under my martial arts.
Actual punch.
Oh.
You still made it by one. So, all right. Give me the damage on a punch, which would be 1d3, and you have
hit. Not
so basically, 1d3 plus 1d6.
Okay, this one's the d3.
12.
Okay. A whopping 3 damage and knockout.
Why I vote for the lesser two evils.
Okay, well,
wait a minute. Since I rolled under the martial arts, does that double the damage on the punch?
Hey, Ross.
Yeah.
Martial arts.
By default, it doubles your unarmed damage if you roll under the martial art check.
Well, he did. So okay. I'll say, okay, that would be enough. This is like a guy in his 50s.
Well,
so.
You could do, if you want to give him a chance, you didn't make an opposed check between the old guy's con and David's strength or something like that.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, so what's his con?
You couldn't have
this guy, well, this, the guy's con's 9.
What's your strength?
18.
Holy God!
All right, yeah. So that's a 9-point difference. That's the guy has a 5% chance of not being knocked out.
Here we go! He's out.
Okay.
David, however, his dogs are now getting...
Those guys? He'd be okay.
But now the dogs are...
Remember, Thomas Deluxe does fail him every once in a while. Yeah. Remember, he did get machine gunned to death in the White Stairs because he missed that.
By the way, so David, his dogs now have determined you are a intruder attacking him, and the dogs are actually going to attack you.
Oh, wait, they're inside?
Yeah,
the dogs are inside. You said there were two large dogs. Like, what breed are they? Are they mongrels, or are they...
Like,
Alaskan moose dog.
German shepherds.
Irony.
So,
the German spy.
All right.
Let's go ahead. Dave, let's go ahead and do some initiative now.
All right. How do I do this?
Okay. Hey, Ross. Initiative once again.
Initiative by default is a dex order.
Then,
Dex goes first.
I'll say the dogs have a dex. Dogs have a dex of 12.
Well, they're in the book.
Minus 15, so I will get the first hit.
You go first.
Look around. Are any of the neighbors looking over now?
Give me a spot hidden check.
I know it's... face and sucks, but...
Well.
Or can I actually do it? I know it would be... Can I get a listen at a penalty since the dogs are barking to see if any, to hear if anybody else is
coming out? Just give me a listen check.
Thank you.
These walls aren't thick.
Okay. 17. Made that.
Yes.
Ross, are you looking for the book that's
my good doctor, there's some appears to be something of a kerfuffle going on in the house right now. In fact, you hear a body... You're pretty sure you hear a body hit the ground, followed by the dogs now growling...
At the Thompson, there's fire, spin in a circle.
Okay, so David, you go first.
Screaming.
I don't suppose that silencers have been invented, have they?
They have not.
Dogs have a dex of 13.
I believe you.
He goes first.
My dex is 15.
You go first. I believe. They have bite at 30% damage, 1d6, 8 hit points.
Okay. Quick question.
You might give more
Caleb,
of a bite because
I don't know what your definition
performance artist. Like 1d6 plus 1.
Well, no, like
I don't know. I was watching Sherlock 45. Today.
45
there was spies.
Okay, so David, you're up first.
Okay. Artist. Quick question. It says my kick is only 25%.
Yeah.
I would think that with martial arts, wouldn't that
martial arts? Is
martial art means if you roll under 25% and it's also under your martial arts skill, you do double damage.
That's
your martial arts skill.
70.
Yeah.
Since I'm aiming at something that close to the ground. Do I get a bonus to kick?
Just punch him to death. Be a dog puncher. Come on.
I'm going to point out that you punched the dog.
And by the way,
because as evil as Hitler was, even he never kicked a puppy.
He did poison his own dog at the end.
Well, yes, right.
But
after
that's at the
burned,
end.
You know,
well, but there's no point blank bonus for punching. You're in melee range now.
You know what? I'm just going to punch the puppy.
Hitler's animal.
Okay.
Right now.
A little bit.
Is that one's game?
Okay.
A
hit one dog. Give me, and it's under your dude. I need. To do
that's fine. Sorry.
Yeah. So roll, essentially double damage. So
this is a d3.
No. It's a d6. So you got 3 there.
No. A kick is d6. A punch is d3.
He punched.
That's a d3.
But it's doubled.
But I doubled it because I got under my
martial arts. 2d3 plus 1. What
well, I'll call that. Yeah. I'll just call it, just do a 1d6.
Okay,
how about 2d6?
What's your damage bonus?
D6.
Yeah, so 2d6 is fine.
Okay.
All right.
7, you, you hurt. He yelps
eight
in
hit points.
So he's down to 1. He yelps in pain. Now the two dogs going after you.
Bite.
First one. First one bites the shit out of you.
Oh, they do have an average damage bonus of minus 1d4 because of their size.
But again, these are German shepherds, so they would be bigger.
I'd say a base.
Yeah.
So it's 1d6 for them?
Yeah, 1d6 damage.
Well, he just...
Well, David would get a dodge or a parry check.
Yeah,
well, not a parry check, because that's not going to... He doesn't have anything to parry. Well, he does have the case. He might... But
the dog rolled a 7.
I can still try it, can't I?
Yeah. Impaled, well, if it's under... Yeah, that'd be double damage, but he would still get a dodge check.
Yeah,
good. Impales don't make it harder to dodge.
Wow! No, you did not!
Okay.
No, you didn't!
So, 2d6 then for a...
Well, 1!
That's good. 3 double damage on that. He latches onto you, but it hurts, but you're...
I'm going to try and go out on date.
And the next one.
I beat dogs to death today. What'd you do? I went on...
And the other dog, the other dog leaps at you, but misses, and just flush around. Okay, you're up again. One dog is badly hurt. The other one, yelping in pain. The other one...
Don't you need, like, a luck check at some point to avoid
spread disease. Keep yours
He's closed. Indoors.
Yeah, there are dogs... But, you know, barking and biting.
Besides, he's he's hearing it. So
yeah, he's hearing it. So like neighbors, I don't know.
And
yeah.
I was also listening for other
Maybe
neighbors to see if
they're like, yes, kill.
Give me while he's doing this, I'll say, go ahead and give me a spot hidden roll there.
Okay, at base again.
Well, whatever your skill is.
Yeah, it's at base. So just listen is my main check, not spot hidden.
Oh. Well, they do have zombies in here. So, it's not,
27. I was three. I was three off. Two off. So,
You don't. You're not seeing anything out of the ordinary. You're definitely hearing shit.
As I was saying, sir, the Fuller Brush is one of the best
brushes.
While
he does that, can I make my way
manufactured today?
That's
punching the other.
Okay,
dog.
Okay, so you're punching the uninjured dog.
Punching the uninjured.
Give me a roll.
Fuck you, uninjured dog.
Oh,
nope.
And he missed. Dog number one.
Yeah.
Dog number one hits you just normally. You can attempt to dodge.
You only get one dodge per turn.
Well, this is a different turn.
Yeah.
Okay, so no dodge?
No dodge.
All right, so
you
he hits you.
Covers, right?
Two more. And the other dog, probably the injured one, he bit something, but it's not you. Okay, Aaron, you are now, I'll say, around the back, you're at the back door.
Is it unlocked?
You try it?
Yes.
It is locked.
Okay.
Try to pick it.
What kind of suburban house is this?
Look around.
A former FBI agent.
Personal tax cannot.
Also, look around.
Well,
see if
again, it's for pointy things, so a dog's bite probably couldn't fail.
Look around to see if there's anything else, a basement, like a basement, outdoor basement door that's going under that can come back up.
Spot hidden at plus 25.
But you would think that since, with all those kung fu movies, yes, you can.
Yes,
I mean
that 25.
Yes, there is a basement outside basement.
Is unlocked.
It's locked, but it's not. It's just like a it's just you can tell just the doorknob is locked. There's no deadbolt.
There's no.
What about a doggy door?
Well, I wonder how often.
Well, he hasn't looked for
it. I only guess that's about once.
Now, anyway, back to you, David. Give it your all.
So
one dog has one hit point left. The other has full 8.
Okay.
But I mean, like in.
And I'm sure that nice doggies, down puppies. I'm sure that if you give it a chance to examine these Fuller Brushes, you will see that they are indeed just what the little lady of the house is after.
Wow. Nope. Miss again.
You need new dice, David.
Dog number one hits you.
Try and sell a brush.
And you can dodge one of these attacks. So this one hit you. Anyone try to dodge it?
Nope. Didn't get it.
One, well, the dog's not, they're not biting you for much.
What is Aaron doing?
He's trying to get inside. Number two.
I have a more important
The
question
second dog misses you.
What are you doing?
Okay, next round, Aaron.
Okay, well, that's like, is,
yay, we gotta
come. Actually, is there some, well, actually, is there a tool shed?
Give me another spot hidden roll. Okay, this time, at the same plus 25.
Plus 25. No.
Not that you can see from this side.
Okay. Look at... Before I do anything else, Dolls, since it's in the backyard, looking around, is there anybody in the back staring at me immediately, seeing a strange man going into this guy's backyard?
Spot hidden. Plus 25.
Thank you.
Oh, God.
None that you can see. Give me a listen check.
Is there a little boy going, look, who's that, Mommy?
That did 26.
That's his man.
Though, yes, you do believe you start hearing some, panicked shouts from across the street.
I thought he was in back.
No, across from the, there's also streets back too.
Across the from
No
way. Just look around and see.
There's some lady walking her dog, looking right at you. And she, and it's like you're going around checking. You check the back door, then you went down trying to check the basement door. So what? You know, what's a woman to think? Anyway, David, give it.
And I'm
but
sure.
If these dogs, I don't.
Okay, I'll give you your wish. Shoot the old woman.
I don't.
Yeah. I said, do it.
Now, okay. Now, David, I didn't mean for these dogs to kill you, but if they.
Quick question.
Yes.
Does handgun actually allow me to pistol whip?
Yes, I will say you could pistol whip.
Yeah, what gun? Do you have the 45? Or the,
yeah, I've got a 45.
It lets you do two shots around and you're point blank range, so that's double.
Yeah, but I don't want to.
He doesn't want the noise.
Yeah. As
yeah,
if,
that's.
You know what, though? In a turn, it's not going to matter. As you hear the gunshot fire off.
So
the
what do you do,
guard.
David?
Actually, no, you only get one shot around with the 45. But it does, double damage does 1d10 plus 2 damage. So,
okay.
If you have higher
can
skills,
I pistol
can
whip
four shots around?
Yes, it still just does melee damage.
I'm just asking because I don't
okay.
understand it. I mean,
which
I
is how much?
1d3 plus your damage bonus.
Like,
okay.
Fire first,
but I would get to use my gun skill as opposed to the punch skill.
Somebody who's
hey, Ross.
Yeah.
What do you think? Pistol whipping, use a handgun instead of punch or the same
roll. Well, you wouldn't be using the point blank range if you're...
No, but would he roll handgun instead?
Yeah.
I'll allow that. Yeah, go ahead.
All right. That's it. I'm going to pistol whip this one dog.
The injured one or the uninjured?
Uninjured.
Okay.
Is there a melee skill?
Hit.
Different skills.
The dog's not going to try to dodge. It's you knocked out its beloved master. We love you. Yeah. So it's okay.
Try to dodge. I mean, dodge.
Okay, but you hit. So roll.
It has a dodge.
2d6.
1d3 plus 1d6.
So its dodge would be 26.
So we have 2 plus. Roll 6. You take it out.
Come on, 6.
Dogs have the skill.
No.
Sent something interesting at 9.
Okay, so that would be 3.
That's true.
So
here they go again. Well, one, the first one misses you, and the second one hits you. Try to dodge.
Nope.
And 2 damage. These dogs are biting the crap out of you. How much? What are you down to?
Fighting
9.
Two German shepherds barehanded would be hard.
I could do it. Just give me the best of that run.
All right, Aaron. Okay, I'll see you go to
right now.
Okay. So yeah, there's a woman looking right at you, seeing you trying to get into the back door and the basement door of a man's house.
And
shoot her just like you were planning.
And
nothing can go wrong.
And she was hearing. Is she hearing what's going on inside?
Give me a psychology roll.
That's fine.
That he can make.
73, barely, but I made it.
Yeah, she's. You're pretty sure that's the face of someone who's. There's something going on there.
So. Okay.
I don't suppose my subject.
I'll say you have this round before she probably starts screaming or shouting.
Oh, I know what I'm going to do though. So
what are you going to do?
I'm sorry. What was the guy who were tagging? His last
this
name?
Is Donald Bolton.
Bolton. So Bolton. It's like, ma'am, I'm sorry. Thank God. I found you. Are you a?
No, it's just.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you? That's like a neighbor of my Uncle Michael's.
Okay, Aaron.
This episode is like.
I'm going to. Aaron.
I didn't want to like.
Hey, Aaron. Aaron's about to make another fast talk roll. Now I'm going to give you a plus 15 because in this case she'd probably want to believe you're not some horrible criminal in the nation's capital.
So
you have plus 15 to your fast talk to convince her you are indeed Uncle.
So this
is Mr.
only.
Bolton's
otherwise,
Uncle.
Open up your shirt and says, "If you're reading this, you're a bad person and deserve to die."
Exactly. So
oh my God, this is a 20.
I still have a date.
Okay, Aaron.
The FBI comes to get me.
This is going to be bad.
I'm going to the library.
We'll get to you, Ross, but I'm having a lot of fun over here.
What? What?
What?
Yes!
Very
it
well.
Happens.
She's like, is everything all right?
No.
She suddenly runs over now, like, so can I help?
Great.
No, I cannot get, it's like in here, I came over for a visit, his nephew, I'm a doctor from North.
This is your successful at one fast.
That's like,
she believes whatever he says.
I just came to visit, and it seems like, I cannot get in the front door, it sounds like his dogs are on a rampage. I told him to get rid of those things.
Oh, well, it's like, he has a key under his doormat.
Thank you.
Do you need me to call the police or anything?
It's like, I think I have a handle right now. I'll get in the phone, I need to make sure he's okay first, so.
Well, of course.
No, thank you. Go. That's like, about your day. Thank you very much. Go in there, grab the key.
Okay, David. Once again.
Yes.
Wow, what a roll, man.
You know what? I am going to punch the dog that is least injured.
Okay.
Android 2.3. So.
Punching or pistol whipping?
We came with it.
Punching actually seems to do more damage.
No, it's the same damage. 1d3.
Then I should have done 2d6 last time instead of 1d3 because it falls under martial arts.
No, yeah.
Pistol whipping wouldn't fall under
it. No, that wouldn't fall under it.
Hence the punch.
All right, go for it.
I just said the main thing. You could theoretically use the pistol to parry the dog bites with, but that would just look weird.
Mm-hmm. So, make your attack.
And I'm sure your canine friends would really appreciate the soft bristle brushes as opposed to the fur.
You have remarkable, remarkable poise. You are bleeding from every
Your punch is 50, of your David.
Body. Oh, come on.
Dude, I'm sorry.
Somebody get me some new dice.
Shoot the dogs!
All right, dog number one hits you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you did dodge that one. Dog number two hits you for 4 damage.
Aren't you so glad you joined
the game? Yeah, it was a great game.
Hey, it's not my plan.
People murdered with dogs.
This is David's plan.
You gotta do supernatural stuff. Tom's so good, he can just eat dogs.
Exactly. Okay, Aaron, you have time to get around the front door. And so. Yeah. I'll say, you had to take this turn to get back around to the front door, get under. You now have, yes, there's a key under his doormat.
Da, 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 da.
And your final action is unlocking the door. And you're still hearing sounds. David, attack. Or do whatever you want
to
do.
You know what? I'm going to pistol jab the dog that is still up, or the one that's most healed. Because if I fire with the pistol in the dog's chest.
It's still a 45.
Oh my
God.
David,
you can't
well,
give a
shit.
Dog it's a silencer.
If he were a gunshot, we are no screwed.
There's no silencer.
Screw it.
To be
punching
fair,
the dog that is
I
most
to be your fair. Creativity.
Okay.
Your problem solving skills.
I've been trying
to be fair, if you were trying to shoot something with the dog, then it probably would work.
No, he's trying to shoot one dog with the other dog.
That would probably.
Ahead, sir, David. Would you please punch call the off
dog
your dogs? I think they are most agitated.
I think that would work.
Wow! The hell?
Okay.
Did you? Oh my God!
Is that a critical failure?
No.
No.
Okay. Well, the one dog totally misses you.
Oh, okay. So I don't.
And the second one.
All right, David.
Totally misses.
Find
you.
Something else for you.
I'm so full. I don't even want to bite this guy.
Aaron, you can now enter the house. And you see, Dave, you see, and you see Mr. Heydrich bleeding profusely from a number of savage dog bites.
Are the dogs down?
No, they are not.
One is almost.
But okay, Aaron, what's your dex?
My dex here at 4.
Didn't you punch one for 7 on your first turn?
I did.
4.
Oh, I right.
That
right.
Was the well.
Well, you're gonna be going after the dogs then. David, you're up.
Oh, thank you, sir. Can you possibly help me call off these dogs?
Well, nope. David misses. And dog number one hits. You can give me a dodge roll.
No. Barely missed
off
that.
By 1. Okay, so dog number one. Shit. 5 damage. Just
I'm dead.
No, you're not dead yet.
Well, how many hit points are you at exactly?
Yeah.
0.
You're
zero.
Unconscious.
You're unconscious.
God damn it.
But they're not. Okay, well, you're down, so they're not going to keep biting you.
Yeah, they are. I
yeah, they
hit
will.
Their beloved master,
no,
Tom.
No, there is somebody else to
yeah,
attack
yeah.
now.
Yeah, so.
There is a. New
okay,
threat.
Now, I'll say that, but they have to get to you this
yeah,
round.
Draw
so.
Aggro, Aaron. Draw aggro.
Okay, so, Aaron. Okay, they're not going to attack you this round because they have to run to you.
Okay.
But now,
you
yeah, there are two snarling
zero, you go
German shepherds right below. One's kind of limping toward you.
Are there any blunt objects around?
Yeah, but no, you take you around to pick one up.
Oh, yeah, you're
so.
Right. Technically two, but we were kind of
is there a way to roll to
ice,
stabilize to stay awake?
Next round.
The crowd of the street
okay.
Yeah.
Look
or,
fucking professional.
Yeah, because I almost like Super Mini Kettlebell around I can't use, but also that takes
you to the end. He's got one round.
So find a blunt object somewhere.
Don't you have a gun on you?
I can, but I can't.
Okay, well...
You don't have a gun?
No, I do have a gun, but... Again,
okay,
well,
a gun, but he doesn't need guns.
Well, that counts
yeah.
as a club for
it's double
at
point-blank range, and if the dogs are running at him, he's a point-blank range.
Well, and he's got one round before they attack him.
And
so.
Also, if
yeah,
I... fire,
shoot through the pockets.
If,
yeah.
if I fire, then that's going
to
draw more attention.
He's almost... He's unconscious
I
on the ground.
I can't do it anymore.
Well, I'm
do
sorry.
Do you know what you need, Caleb? I know the solution to your
David,
problem.
David... David, it was a good plan, but the dice didn't like you.
Yeah. No, no, these dice, the dice didn't just not like me. The dice absolutely loathed
me. So, Aaron, you got one round.
I would think I would, no.
What do you do?
One round.
Bang, bang, the poosh, poosh. The woof, woof.
No. But you have a 38, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Can those fire twice in one
they
round?
They do, actually.
You could actually fire twice in one round. And
one of the dogs only has one hit point left.
Yeah, one of the dogs is almost dead.
Oh, but
think quickly. Think quickly.
Actively like telling you how to not to die. Like, okay,
is,
here's what
like,
we do.
Is there?
Yeah, I'm not. Could you do
is
that
there a pillow net near me?
None that you can get to in one round. You're at the door.
That's why I like Eclipse Phase.
Okay, Aaron. It's either okay. You either fire or do something else. But that's all that.
Yeah.
And time's wasting.
Okay. Well, is there any other? What other blunt objects are near the door? That's like.
There's plenty, but it would take you this round to pick one.
That's fine. I'll take that round. What is available?
There's a lamp.
That's like a lamp. Okay, take the lamp. That's like take.
Okay,
the lamp
so you spend this round picking up the lamp. Next round, David, he's going to try to bludgeon the dogs himself.
What's your club?
Let's see.
I'll even allow
25.
It would probably be 25. So yeah, it's base.
All right. Well,
but
they have a higher dex than you,
fair,
so they go first.
To be fair,
so Stranger Things have
higher.
Okay,
higher
dog number one.
I realize it'd be
misses. Dog number two,
yeah.
Misses.
Does that mean to do 160?
Okay. First off.
Okay.
And do I get any kind of bonus?
No, you don't, because there is no point blank bonus for a melee weapon.
Actually, since I'm holding it, in one, since I do have a punch. Can I do a punch from? I'm just holding.
You
it
can
in
only
one.
Do one attack per round,
and that's
unless
fine.
You have a gun.
That's like.
All right.
I will aim. Well, actually, I'll go ahead and aim for the other dog with a punch, since he's the one that's almost gone.
So you're gonna punch the other dog?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me a punch.
All right. That's my best.
50. It'd be base.
Oh.
Range cut? I don't
know. Oh, Lord.
Yeah,
you work
range, like range.
Yeah, I know.
15.
Okay, yeah, you can't possibly not kill this dog. It's dead.
You killed one of them?
Yes.
The one that had one hit point left.
David, you only punched them once?
I got one punch and one pistol whip, and then they shoot me up.
Okay,
wow.
That's it. Okay,
these
next,
dice loathe me. Tonight.
Next round.
I'm sorry.
Dog. Okay, the one remaining dog.
The capital
misses.
Okay.
What are you gonna do?
All right.
No.
And
no.
And how? And
high.
Sorry. How
they've
down
been
was it?
Like high.
It has five left.
You.
It's yeah. You hit it for
sorry,
three.
They were just loaders.
Actually, I don't see club on here.
Use it's the club has a base of 25.
Place 25.
Punch it. Just punch it.
Punch it again. So.
And can I try to stabilize?
Mr. McGuff. Gestapo punch. No, that's a miss.
All right, that's a miss.
97.
Right, let's wait till this is resolved before David. You're not in any, you're not going to keep bleeding out, so you're not in danger of dying. Unless he's brought down and the one dog decides to finish you both off, which would
or
be
he
really
misses
funny.
Really bad and punches you in
dog
the head.
Hits you. You gonna try to dodge?
Yes, I will. So, yeah, 8.
Well, give it a shot.
Yeah. Yeah, stranger things have happened.
I'm
got chewed
fun.
Up by two dogs.
Yeah, there's no bleeding out rule of the dog if you lose.
Yeah, so.
Your dex is 4?
But if you lose
no.
one more hit point, you'll die.
Alright, dog hits you. 4, 3.
My intelligence is 4?
8.
Outrageous.
Okay.
Oh, God, he's the doctor.
Are these Cthulhu dogs?
No, these are just dogs.
Yeah, these
are
dogs.
From the dark of night.
And.
But
it hits
you. The Tantalos?
Technically,
any
hand
dog
is
rolling for it.
They attack for
yeah,
you. You can dodge.
Try it.
10!
Got out of the way.
No, wait.
Okay.
No, wait.
No,
it's 8. Sorry.
Oh, never mind.
I was close, but.
Alright, here. Let me.
4.
Well, if we start fire, we're going to be
wow. Okay.
Shoot the motherfucking dog.
Okay, do you realize that my handgun skill
just
is...
Just punch
no.
it. Just
your
hit it one more
time. Your
handgun
skill is 40.
Is 20.
No,
it's double at point blank range.
Which a dog would be at it's trying to bite me.
No, it dog. Well, the dog just went,
so
you're up.
You're up.
I have no other choice right now. I'm going to die otherwise. So
to punch or punch
we are going
to
die otherwise.
I can punch it, but I don't think I'll do enough damage to take
it
out.
It has
so.
5 hit points left.
Yeah, so wow. I only do
you
one.
You don't have a damage bonus.
I only have 1d3 plus
yeah.
damage bonus, so no, that would...
You technically can't entail with hand-to-hand attack.
Well, again, handgun,
all
right. I have no other choice right now.
2 shots.
Yeah, you can double tap, remember.
Double tap. First one.
20.
20 made
hit.
It.
Okay,
actually, 1d10 damage for a 38.
Okay, actually, let's go ahead and roll the damage. You might take it out right now. It's dead. Okay, bam. Finally, it's a bam! And, yeah, there's no masking that.
Yeah.
Sigh.
Okay, he is chewed. Oh my god.
Can you do me a favor and just patch me up enough that I can see it?
That's like, well, I need to see if there's anything in the house for this, although I immediately lock the door. I'm sure the police are coming in.
Oh yeah, oh, there's a gunshot.
Interrogate him! Interrogate him!
He's unconscious.
Okay, patch me up so we can grab him and run.
Well, are there any supplies in the house to stabilize him?
How much?
1d3.
Okay.
Successful first aid or medicine check.
Do it, because if you do, I can stand
actually,
up.
He has medicine. Okay.
I have medicine.
Okay, this is just to wake him up.
Yeah, so make one check.
Yeah, so make a roll. This is something you should be good, pretty good at.
Yeah, made it.
Okay, roll 1d3.
1d3. Can I get a...
There you go. Three! And you're conscious again. Bleeding, like that... Wow, you got chewed up badly.
How many hit points did you start with?
17.
Holy fuck!
I'm gonna shoot. All right.
Wow.
Standing up.
We need to get out of here now.
You are not.
Right.
Sir.
Grab him, throw him over the shoulder, wince, and run.
Actually, if he... It's like, how... Well, I probably would... How many hit points are you at? Like three?
I'm at three.
Library?
I'm at four.
No,
Alexa,
you're
I can,
diner, remember?
Okay. I'm
the
at...
The cops are on the way.
Right. That's why we are running for the car and peeling out.
No, you might as well get the body.
Well, okay, so you got the guy. Are you carrying the guy out with you?
Yes.
All right, so it's going to...
strength times
how
five.
Many,
strength times five, to see if you can...
I don't think you're carrying anyone anywhere.
Yeah, really.
I'm kind of
alarmed. They can both do it together.
Can I...
they can do it together.
What negative would he be
oh,
at?
Oh, I made
though?
It.
No, he's got a strength of 18.
I may be wounded, but I'm still built like a brick shithouse.
He's also exsanguinated.
Okay, and that's of course. By the way, as you go, you say no spot in rolls necessary. There's like at least a dozen people out in their yards watching you carry this.
Shoot them, Tamara.
No,
and it's broad daylight.
Is the old woman out there?
Yeah, the old woman's out there, and now she's screaming, holding her, clutching her dog, screaming at you.
No witnesses. Black off.
Well, she's not going to believe me anymore, probably.
You think?
Why would you give you that idea?
That's like that car.
He was so fucking sincere. I don't think he's going to believe me.
You know what? Hold on. Wait.
Okay,
wait. Hold on. No,
give me a drive check.
Hold, wait, no. Hold on.
Give me a drive check.
No, wait.
You're not there, dude.
Aaron has rolled two amazing fast talk rolls. I think he should go.
Not after a gunshot.
The penalty would be minus.
His last roll was an odd one. That old lady.
That was before wrapped up body and gunshot.
Yes.
It was gunshot.
Who said anything about wrapped up?
An hour and 5 minutes.
Yeah, let's go. All right. Roll them bones.
Oh my
give
god.
Give me a drive check. You make it?
Get this
made
guy
it.
Out of here.
Okay, you peel out. Sirens approaching.
Oh my god. I hope
well,
we have trackable plates on this fucking car.
Okay. You just bought this car, actually, so.
Yeah, under a fake name.
Under a fake
god.
Name. So, well, that's one target acquired.
Does the word discretion mean nothing to you?
I'm not the one who fired a gun.
I'm not the one who loud. It's like
I was convincing as a brush salesman until you shot the dog.
And I didn't allow myself to become a chow toy.
Yeah, you did, actually.
Is this where the film begins? In the back of like Aaron's character?
If you don't mind.
All right, I'm sorry. I need a drink.
I'm dying, man!
I'm getting a drink right now.
If you don't mind, I'm bleeding.
He hasn't seen that one.
He hasn't seen that one yet. Quentin Tarantino presents Nazis in America.
I'm fucking dying, man.
Oh, Lord.
Say the goddamn words.
The spy master.
I like King Kong. How about you? Oh,
no,
yeah.
No.
What was
no.
that movie? Yeah.
Because
oh,
we're
God,
paying so much attention
yeah.
to
yeah.
ourselves,
yeah.
I'm
yeah.
not happy.
Oh, hey,
I tried.
You did. You stressed the fuck out of that.
I was convincing as a brush salesman until he shot the dog.
No, you weren't.
Because you were playing
dog
bleeding.
Punching. You were dog punching for like 30 minutes.
Oh my.
Wow.
I'm trying to sell the brushes.
No, you weren't. You can't do that to
so we're in Carcosa, right?
No, you're not even there yet.
I guess the ending.
We're running the game. This is odd.
Oh my god. So, Ross.
I decided that my character is now going to move to Argentina. We're gonna skip the war and just go there now.
Georgetown University. Yeah, everything's nice and peaceful here.
I know. I hope my comrades are doing well. Anyways, I'm gonna see Dr. Hayes.
What is up with these people and their comrades?
Yeah.
Okay,
we're German.
Yeah, I'll say his class. It's Friday. I'll say his classes are done for the day.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna go see him in his office. Just pop in.
Okay. I'll be damned.
Hello.
You with the
What was your first name? Frederick. Again? It's like Frederick. When did you get stateside?
Just last night, actually. I thought I'd.
You should have told me you were coming.
Well, it was rather sudden. I saw an opportunity to visit and get some research in before. Well, you know how the situation is in Europe.
Yes.
Be much peace there for some time.
He says it's rather dangerous right now. He says you know public opinion's definitely against.
Yes,
I'm
actually traveling
right
under rather incognito. I'm actually an alias. It's a bit ridiculous, but
as long as the FBI doesn't know you're here.
Oh yes, exactly.
I'm fairly certain I'm on a list of theirs.
Oh really?
Because some meetings I attended back in undergrad school.
Subversive activities.
Anyway.
So what brings you here?
Well, I've actually found a lead on. Do you remember back in the late 20s about what happened in Innsmouth?
Let me see if he does. Yes, some kind of. I've read there were some papers. Some kind of. Raid on it, subversive criminal activities. I heard smuggling.
Yes. There's actually... I found a potential lead on... Apparently the family also collected antiquities and old tomes and artifacts, and that sort of brought my research. I'm trying to find out exactly what holdings they had and what the government or other museum... Or what happened to them.
Oh. Actually, the government called me in shortly after that.
Oh really?
Like they wanted me to try to document some of the items they had acquired and date them and see if I could place them.
Oh, that would be excellent. There were in particular a group of tablets.
It's been so long. Yes, there were two very large tablets. odd stone. Very old. I mean, I've had a look at some stuff from Babylon, and this seemed older than that.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm trying to do. I'm finding evidence of a very old religion, or rather old civilization, and these tablets predated it. The Marsh family, of course, as you know, traveled around the world, and they picked these tablets up during their travels, or one of the captains did.
I'd be careful. I'd be careful with that family, if it's the family I believe it is.
Why, the Marsh family?
Yes, that's them. I don't know how much you know. Oh, hell. Kind of like actually closes the blinds on his window. Yeah. Like, says, yes, let's just say there are some things that don't belong in a museum, even privately. Some things can be dangerous. And some of the things I recovered there, I would consider very dangerous.
I could get to see these tablets?
The government, the FBI, well, that, like the bureau then at the time confiscated everything.
Oh, where are they now?
I don't know. I assume they are still in government hands. I had to turn everything over to one of the agents on the raid.
Which one? Perhaps I could ride to him and explain.
He's still active. I think it's. Agent Holland, I think, is what it was.
Agent Holland knew. Oh, I see.
So, he's the one I turned them over to.
I see. Well, tell me more about this Marsh family. I'm trying to fill in the holes there, because they seem to. I'm trying to figure out where they went and how they got these.
I've had a chance to speak with one or two members of it, of the family over the years. Hmm. Yeah, there's. I acquired some things from an estate sale. Hmm. You know me and my passion for antiques and whatnot.
Yes.
I bought some items just to see, you know, because they were appealing. But I've traded with the Marsh family with those over the years. Mm-hmm. They bought some pieces from me. I've bought some from them. Very, interesting family, to say the least.
I see. Weren't they, so they weren't all captured?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I wasn't there when the town was raided. I only heard about it afterwards. But from what I tell, the entire family was incarcerated.
Mm, I see. I'm just going to keep pressing them for any details, see if I can find out. Basically, I'm trying to find out what the tablets were, what kind of information they would have.
All right. Give me...
like history or...
Yeah, both? History. Give me both.
Okay.
If you make both, you'll get...
critical impaled on the history.
Okay.
68 on the occult out of 75.
Okay, well, you got... Then he basically tells you the most interesting items he helped them catalog. One was two stone tablets.
Yeah.
Like 60 pounds a piece.
Yeah.
Pretty big. There's also a box containing three stone discs.
Yeah.
And also a box containing three stone figurines of basically some pre-Christian deities, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But those are the three major things that he actually noticed that he actually couldn't place where they were from.
I see. And those would all... Han would know where all of those are?
It says, well, he's the one that took possession of them afterwards.
I see.
How long are you in America?
I'm not quite sure. I'm sort of... probably a few weeks, so...
You're interested in these. Well, I can tell you're like, well...
Yes.
I've heard about that expedition you went on.
Yes, Krinzer's last expedition. It was...
It's a shame. He was quite brilliant.
Well, he died died doing what he loved.
Well, you know, dying. If you're interested in such things like this, as I can clearly tell you are, you know, there is a gathering of, historians, archaeologists, explorers, and whatnot coming up in a few days. I was going to head home to pack up for the trip tonight.
Oh,
it says yes. A big gathering up in Arkham.
Oh,
it says yes. Up in the university there, we
Miskatonic is it?
Oh yes, you're familiar with it.
Of course, I've read. They published quite a few journals.
There's a student break coming up, and some of the faculty and some others from around the country are all coming there to, look at things that were recovered on expeditions, trade stories, and of course get very drunk and reminisce. You know how they are.
Fuck a fish man or two. I don't know if they'll be tired.
I think I should have to. I could tell you some more details.
They bring one
of our well.
Once I have a few drinks.
It says, well, like your name, like your name's not known, but I could definitely drop Prinsler's name.
Yes.
So I'm sure I could get you an invitation.
Yes.
I'm sure there are many there would love to hear about that expedition.
Sure. Let's do it.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so I arranged the meeting details, or the travel arrangements for that, so I can do that whenever that comes up. So, hooray! Okay.
Wow, okay, yeah. He shake hands, maybe even share a drink before he leaves. some good bourbon.
Yes, of course.
That's academic school.
All right, I'm good. I'm just
well. I guess.
Boy, this one's smooth. I hope everybody else didn't have any problems.
Yeah. So yours was you've got a girl to meet tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And so, are you all gathering back at your predetermined rendezvous point?
Yeah, sure.
Are you, David?
Well, actually, if I have time, do I have time to do a library use check to?
Well, I'll say you.
The rendezvous was supposed to be in 2 hours, right? So I mean,
yeah. So you're only here for about an hour.
Okay, so I'll do a quick library use check, see if I can dig up anything on Robert Marsh or the Marsh family.
Okay.
Of interest. Nope. Failed that.
Yeah, not that you can. Yeah. Basically, just nothing more than he already told you.
Okay.
Well, is there any kind of specialty role to tie this guy up and bind him so that he's not going to break free when he comes to?
No. I'll say just tie him up and
probably want to gag him.
Yeah, I'd probably gag him in.
I'll say him in the trunks.
Stuff up in the dog.
Well, I was also I know that there is probably other pharmaceuticals we had to keep him.
I'll say you have a doctor's bag with you.
The only thing I would be worried about is him.
It's the 40s. Morphine.
Yeah, but considering we're wanting to get information out of him, we're driving at high. We're driving at this point. I would want to make sure that the concussion wasn't too horrible before giving him anything else. So.
That David just specifically knocked him out, not causing damage.
He punched him in the back, and he's in your trunk, jumping, you know, bouncing around back there.
Well, I think he's in the back seat right now, because it was more a case of throw him in the car and drive.
You guys didn't stop somewhere and then move him to the trunk?
By the way, Ross, go ahead, give me a... Actually, everyone besides those two, give me a listen check.
Oh, God, with the symphony of sirens that's probably 16. Following us.
I got that.
Is there a base? What's the base?
Or if you fail that, you can also give me.
Oh, there it is.
Or if you fail the listen, you can also give me a spot hidden.
That I make.
Yes, you see. Yeah, you actually see many flashing lights, and you from where you are here many sirens in the neighborhood.
Why do I have a bad feeling?
It's a really good thing that I leave my gun at home.
No, this is America. As long as you don't walk into something.
America.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, again, my papers might be suspect to begin with if I've got a gun too that I'm walking around with concealed weapons. You know.
So, okay, 2 hours go by. Do you guys head back to the rendezvous?
We're probably heading straight back after he takes a couple of left turns to make sure that we're not followed.
That's all you need.
So where are you going? Are you going back to the safe house or to the place that the address Marsh gave you?
Yeah,
the address.
You have a hostage.
Yes, we do. I'm going to take him to the interrogation room.
Yes,
we have a hostage.
Well, you're going to be driving for the next hour or so.
We're driving.
So. The rest of you get back. Well, they don't show up at the rendezvous point in 2 hours.
You guys heard anything?
Fuck.
I will call.
I'm
assuming this area.
You have a number. You have a number to reach Richter, the grandfather. Okay. You also have a number to reach Marsh.
All right, I'll call both of them.
Okay. Richter has answers back at the safe house, saying they have not arrived yet.
Okay, you haven't had word. All right, well, they probably are lost in traffic or something. They might have gotten lost.
I'm sure that's what it was. It's nothing to worry about.
You're inferior to the Autobahn!
Yes. All right, we'll tell them we're reporting in and everything's fine.
Okay, well, good.
We're all fine here.
Yes. How are you?
How are you?
And then I called Marsh.
Well, you get a hold of Marsh. He's like... You arrived about after an hour of driving. Mm-hmm. By the time you're checking in, Marsh is there waiting for you. That's not like I was waiting for you. He was just there. Mm-hmm. Who is that?
What was the agent's name again?
Oh, you got Donald Bolton.
Yeah, Mr. Bolton has a request.
I thought you weren't going to try to grab him until tonight.
So I wasn't making plans, and unfortunately, my colleague thought of other issues.
What the hell happened to you two?
I can personally attest to the fact that German breeding is superior.
What is that?
Don't mind me. Keep talking.
No, I'm seeing this.
It's a monument to the struggle.
We had to think on the fly, and we have him. Now, if you'll excuse
that's
me.
That's when you hear a phone ring. And yes, by the way, it turns out to be an old abandoned slaughterhouse.
Yay.
Now, that's probably when you hear a phone ringing inside.
Go ahead and pick it up.
No, I have this. Go ahead. But Marsh answers.
Yeah.
Or else when you call him.
Oh, okay. Hey, have you caught up with...
Tweedledee and Tweedledum?
Yeah.
They just arrived with Agent Bolton.
I'm sorry?
They have an unconscious man wrapped in something, and they appear to have been mauled by something.
I'll be right there.
Yes, why don't... What, yes, he's like, yes, why don't you do that?
All right.
Go ahead and do another medicine check to see if I can stabilize both of
What's
us.
That? Yeah, you're just wounded.
We should
perfectly
go to the other place, Marsh's.
So can I do one on myself, too?
That guy freaks me
out.
To regain hit points.
I'm not super comfortable with that.
Okay. Since that's the case...
You still have your...
On six on myself.
Okay, 1d3.
1d3?
His rendezvous for dinner tonight.
Okay, so we have time. So, yeah, let's go.
I'm meeting her after.
Three.
So,
whatever. She gets up
yeah,
on like six.
Two
right?
back.
Yeah.
So, back up to six at least. And then one for David.
He's going to heal you.
26.
Dr. Feelgood will make it feel all better. 1d3. One. Four.
We're going for one.
So, while you're doing that, I'll say finally. Ross, who are you with?
We're all three going to the slaughterhouse.
So
okay.
Well, and once I finish that, I will. That's like take our agent to the. It's like to the chair, drop him in, make sure he is. It's sedated.
Actually, Marsh is standing outside waiting for you. Actually, with a worried look on his face. I'm glad you're back. They're setting up in there.
I thought you just needed. I thought you needed to talk to them.
Yes.
I thought we just had to get them for you,
yes,
and that was it.
I thought
we were done.
Yes, but I thought the plan was we would grab them all together.
Yeah.
No, we were going to grab. We were going to bring you two.
Yes.
And then we were going to bring you the other two after another favor.
And yet one's already here, and I.
We are confused. I've been hearing as confused as you are.
I've been hearing very disturbing things on the radio of late.
Oh.
Oh.
So yes, there's apparently police are looking for two individuals who broke into the house of an FBI agent, discharged a firearm, and either murdered or kidnapped him.
Utterly foolish. What trained agent of the Reich would behave in such a manner?
Hey guys, what's going on? Care to tell me what's
We're
going
in America.
On?
I believe my colleague who has had many years of that's a dog training would that's like care to enlighten you. I have work to do.
What do you mean you have work to do? I'm confused. We just need to get these guys alive. We're done with this.
Isn't Marsh going to interrogate them? I mean, we don't even know why Marsh. Well,
he needs information from.
Yeah,
him.
And but isn't Marsh going to? Didn't Marsh? Aren't you going to do it, Robert? Or didn't you want to do it?
He seems to be a professional if he wants to try his hand at it.
Well, need to tell him what he needs to find out, I suppose. I mean, we don't even know why you want them. I mean, I assume it has something to do with your family, but that could be a lot of things.
Yes. I need a location from him. If he would, I need the location of Fisher House from him.
Fisher House?
Yes.
Hmm.
Are they speaking in some sort of code that I should understand? Can I make a psychology check to see if they're
hiding
things?
I don't think Robert decided. Just whispering, is that where the tablets are?
I believe so. I've only heard the name of the place in rumor.
I see.
But it's the only lead I have.
All right. Well, where's Fisher House?
He's still out for morphine. But yeah, you got him strapped into a chair now.
We should go and check with, so we have Bolton, we need Hollis, is it, I guess?
Yeah, Hollis is the other one that lives in
We've
Georgetown.
Got some good approaches at night, I checked them out, you know, just
okay.
wait until,
all right,
wait until
yeah.
night and be quiet.
Yeah, I suppose we should wait until night, I suppose we should just wait here, better that none of us are seen. We tried, and these two stay out of mission so that in case they've been spotted at all. Actually, we do have Fleming, who's in Bethesda.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't looked at him yet. So
we got a date.
You're too bloody. You're too cut up. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, he's mauled.
Did they have a pet lion?
Yeah.
Two German shepherds.
An ocelot?
And irony.
irony. It's so ironic.
Like rain on your wedding day.
That's not ironic.
But isn't that ironic?
No, it is not.
Saying something is ironic when it's not.
I shoot Ross in the head. I left my gun at home.
All right. All right.
Take
so
mine.
What do you do?
Drew and I will go check out Fleming's house. You still have your rendezvous with the secretary. Now you know what you need to find out.
Actually, before...
find out where the Fisher house is.
Before we go to check out...
that's what... this is all about Fisher.
Before we go to check out
Fleming's... someone give me a bottle of champagne?
I want to check out Bolton's house again.
Now that we're all together, can we pull our credit rating and get one bottle of champagne?
Dude, you actually... you have... as a group, you have plenty of money.
I want a bottle of champagne.
You can go to... yeah, you can go to...
there's any store. This, like, prohibition's over!
Woo! I want to check out Bolton's house again to see if anything's changed, given that Hollis has, you know, been removed. In
Actually, Bolton is the one we've got inside. You mean
no,
Hollis?
No, you've got Hollis.
House.
No, you got Bolton.
We've got Bolton.
Okay.
Hollis is the one they haven't got yet.
Well,
okay,
check out Hollis.
Okay, I'll say you'll get there first, and you quickly see there are obviously a couple of cars, and he, like, there's agents pulling him out of his house.
Shit.
Sneak. 43 out of 50.
Yeah, they don't see you. There's two cars marked with the FBI.
Just gonna walk by or whatever, and just try and listen and see if I can pick up on anything about where they're taking them.
They're not saying, they're just hustling him out of the house and into the car.
Shoot them all. You don't have a gun, do you?
Nope.
Drop a daisy cutter.
We need this guy alive.
And also too soon.
Regardless.
So.
Can I track them in any way without needing a car of my own? Probably. I guess I'm in a car, though, aren't I? I would have needed one to get there.
Yeah, it'd be a drive. I'll say it'd be a drive check to...
a drive check to not get noticed in a track.
Essentially
to
essentially to shadow those.
Well, it could be an opposed tailing check. His drive versus their drive. So
let's do that. You have drive?
What's your drive?
Base. Which can I get a bonus because I've got 65 in track to just follow a farther distance?
Go for it. Allow it, Tom.
No, it's... I don't know.
I mean, either way. I mean, you know...
Well, it's like following them once, but it's also staying hidden and not revealing yourself.
Well, that's what I thought.
Tracking is... well, by the skill, tracking is like wilderness tracking.
Okay.
No.
So now it's just an opposed drive check.
Then I'm not even going to try it.
Okay.
It's not worth blowing my cover.
I guess, but whatever. I'm not there.
Hey, no one in this team has drastically blown their cover lately.
If I had...
Define lately.
In the past
actually,
hour.
Actually, we spent more time in this game drastically blowing our cover than doing any other activity.
Wow.
just by sheer math.
I can't believe
it. I'm just waiting for my date.
Sure, why not?
For my date.
Go for it.
Okay.
I get to talk to a historian.
Hot nine.
You track them. They don't.
I don't think they see me.
You tried too hard.
No, they don't see. They don't see. You managed to track them all the way back to the FBI building.
So that's where he is?
Yeah.
Is there a payphone nearby?
Of course.
I call.
It's 1940. There's nothing but payphones.
I call.
I believe they're a nickel.
Yeah. The slaughterhouse. And
a payphone? Oh, I don't have to.
Let them know that I'm going to try and find a coffee house nearby to set up shop and just stake it out and see if he comes out.
Okay. So you.
Oh, God, okay.
No dogs.
So I've got my champagne.
You got your champagne.
I'm going to spend the entire time. Waiting for the date. I'm still going to put the meter outside, shaking it violently. Like, shaking it really hard.
You're not getting any flowers?
Shaking the champagne?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, she finally comes out.
Two flutes, of course.
Yeah, she comes out a little after 5.
All right, I will greet her, and I will be...
Lydia, it's so good to see you again! Let's celebrate!
And I'm going to open the champagne and pour it all over myself.
Like, oh! It's like, oh my, what are you...
Oh, I got overzealous.
It's like, oh,
a little
look,
quicker,
oh,
maybe,
it is all over you. Oh.
Oh.
Do you have
a bathroom I could go into?
Yeah, that is
going
to stain. That is going to stain. Oh, sure, yeah. Come this way.
Okay. Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, that is bad. Like,
does your office have a private? It's all over me. I don't want to be in the men's room.
No, they really don't. Here, washroom's right over here.
Oh, okay.
Boys into the lobby of the building.
But there's no stop. I mean, I really need some more. They're all out of towels, and
it's like, oh, there's plenty of there's plenty of those. Come on.
Okay, I'll go in and look.
It's like nonsense. She pushes in. There's a guy there watching. It's like, lady, what the hell? Like, my friend has a problem here. Do you mind? Like, freaking women.
Are there only one entrance to the bathroom?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just you and her now. After that,
broad.
Well, is she in there with me?
Yeah, she went in with you.
A little privacy.
Oh, video. I'm sorry.
I'm
going
to have to untuck my shirt. I don't want to be. Oh. You know, people will talk.
It's like, oh, that's. Yes. Oh, cool. Of course. I'll be right outside.
All right. I'm going to sneak.
Where?
Is she standing, staring at the door to the
bathroom? No, she goes outside, kind of leans against a wall. Yeah, then lights a cigarette.
All right. Well, I'm going to try. I wanted to get access to the building in hopes of.
All right.
I'm an infiltrator. I'm infiltrating.
Give me a sneak roll versus her spot
hidden. Go to the duck word.
What?
Versus her spot hidden.
Her
spot hidden is 25.
Yeah.
Wait, first thing. What do they use to dry off? Where are the towels?
It's an actual towel. They don't have paper towels yet.
What are those? All
right. Is there a trash can?
Yes, there's a trash can.
All right. Before I do anything and leave, I'm going to take all the towels and put them underneath.
It's
the
one
trash
towel.
Trash.
I'm
cutting it.
Oh, okay.
I'm removing it so there are no towels.
Okay.
I'll do that, and so I'll make a sneak check against her spot hit.
All right.
What's your sneak hit?
Oh my god.
Well, no. It's a one check. What's your sneak?
75.
Versus
25.
That's a 50-point difference. So technically, she'd have like a 5% chance of spotting.
Well, she missed it. She missed it by one.
Okay.
All right. I make it.
Yeah. So you totally just slip out past her, and she's looking
for the personnel office.
Okay. Well, there's actually a directory.
Yeah. I will go there.
Okay. Well, personnel office is like. And I'm sorry for historical accuracy. I do not know the layout of the FBI headquarters from 1940.
Jesus Christ.
That's it.
Scott Glancy just stopped listening. He was totally on board before. But that ruined his murder.
Research has failed.
So we'll say it is on the fourth floor.
It's been 50 years, Tom.
Quickly.
Just like elevators or stairs?
Actually,
stairs.
Technically, that information would still fall under classified. Need to know information, even 50 years later. So, if I actually did have the information, we would all be guilty of a federal offense. Thank you for not having the information, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to spend time in federal pound me in the ass prison.
Yes, you do.
Maybe a little.
Anyway,
well, if it all goes bad, I'll just shoot my way out and burn down the building.
Yes, you will.
Like a good spy.
All right.
Like a very good spy.
I tried punching the
okay,
dog.
Well,
I
give me a...
out.
So if you're just taking the stairs, just give me a sneak check to avoid being seen by anyone on the way up.
I make it.
Fantastic. You reach the fourth floor. And now I'll say, give me a spot hidden to check to see if anyone's around.
I make it.
Yes, there's actually there's two agents talking in the hallway about two doors down from the personnel office.
Okay. Can I sneak past them?
Difficult. They're kind of like looking right at it.
Alright.
What do you do?
Fast talk.
Roll. Tuck and roll.
Trying to look at my other skills.
Ninja passed him in the hallway. It'll work.
Yeah, apparently I can't do that.
Can you go up to 4 or 5?
You could always just want me to do it. If you want
could
to
he go up to 4 or 5 and come down a different stairwell?
Yeah.
Where there might not be agents.
But it's still, they're right near the door.
Well, yeah, I'm saying, but the building probably has stairwells in multiple locations.
Yes, it does.
So you could go up one stairwell, find another, you know, that floor
well,
may
no,
not
they're
have
they're looking
agents.
Directly at the door.
Well, no,
so
yeah, no,
which side
but
he
can go
from.
Up the stair, like up to the next floor.
Yeah, there are windows.
And rappel down?
Could I climb
no.
to the window?
When they put stairwells in buildings, they put them in different locations so that if there's a fire in one corner, you have another way to get out.
Here's what I'm asking.
Drew,
is there any way
the
to get there
stairs,
and get
but what I'm saying is they are looking directly
yeah,
at the
just,
door, so it doesn't matter
care.
If it comes from
okay.
this way or that way, they will see
so
him.
So we can go back down to 4-3.
I mean, outside there's windows, and it would be a very difficult climb check if you wanted to go floor up or down.
I want to go floor sideways. I want to open a door from the stairwell and go down the ledge and then open the door to the personnel office.
All right, you can do that, and it's after 5, so it's not broad daylight, so Just make this do a sneak check against a general base will for everyone else in the whole place, out on the streets.
All right, so
they don't.
Is that a, okay, well, first, is that a climb or a sneak?
It'd be a. Actually, well, they would have a once again a 5% chance to see you.
Okay.
Which they do not. And now that'd be a
climb. And I make it.
Okay, that'd be a climb check.
I make it.
All right, so
50 out of 70.
So now you are shimmying along the outer ledge of, on the, it's on the fourth floor. It's not exactly a skyscraper.
Oh my God, he's gonna jump!
And yeah, look. If someone saw you, they probably would think he's gonna jump. Like, what? Are you over your rage now, Ross?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. They good.
Don't see me. So I will open the window.
It's locked.
Okay.
Shoot it off.
I think you have you have locksmith.
Yes.
You could just. It's not a difficult one.
All German agents have locksmithing tools.
I make it?
Yeah, easy enough. Just let's say that you have like a little, some like tiny, you know, little spy tool. Just it's out.
All right.
And you slip inside.
I'm looking for personnel files on all the people we need to find and the Fisher House.
Yeah.
Well, that wouldn't be in personnel files.
Well, I'm.
That's probably actually. If you heard about that,
yeah, he heard about it. He was there.
Well, I'm looking for all the personnel files.
Okay, so you're still looking, like for all four of the agents?
Yeah, I know their names, so it shouldn't be that hard.
Yeah,
they do. All right, they do use alphabetical order, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
By last name.
All right. Well, I'll say, give me one more locksmith check to pop the locks on all the cabinets without making it look like you damaged them.
And I make it.
Yeah, that's what that character does.
Yeah.
So yeah, you now have the. It's like you're now holding the FBI, the top secret FBI personnel file of.
Are there FBI dogs?
No. Well, okay. Like the first three are easy because they're in the retired file.
Yeah.
So you have the files for Gerard Hollis, Donald Bolton, and Michael Fleming. You now have those files. James Holland's still an active agent. That was harder to get, but you still make it.
Okay.
So now you have their personnel files. But so what do you do with them? You're just going to tuck them away and leave?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What else would I do with them?
Well, there's no photocopier. I mean, he doesn't have like an iPhone. Like, I'll just take photos of
them. I will take time to forge each one meticulously. No,
nobody's coming in.
I'm trying to get back fast enough to say
there's
that
a woman downstairs.
I was
drawing
myself off. All
right, then. Then I will need.
Blow her off. She's a selfie calculus.
Okay, once again, I'll need a climb check to get on the ledge, and they do not see you.
I make it.
Okay, and a sneak, and you've made it back into the. You'll need to make one more to slip back into the bathroom.
I don't want to. I want to do conceal.
Okay.
Conceal that shit.
So I'm going to take off my wet shirt and just be in my undershirt. And use that to wrap up the files.
Okay.
So I make that check.
But just make it look like you just kind of folded the shirt up. And
yeah.
Cool. All right.
And then.
And then
I will.
So yeah, you
try and sneak back in the bathroom. No.
Yeah, actually,
I come from the other side of the lobby, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. No, and so yeah, he's like, "Oh, hi." She sees you, coming back.
Oh, yeah. You really need to get towels here for protecting the country like you guys do. You have nothing to dry your hands with. I've been all over this floor.
That shit's how it's done.
How'd you get over there?
Wet hands.
I just left. I was looking for another bathroom. You're completely out of anything to dry yourself off with. What do? You just blow on your hands? I don't understand.
Wait 20 years.
Do you have fast talk?
I'm not lying. There's no towels in there. Go
check. That's not it. It's also you also said I went around looking for a towel.
Yeah,
I did.
So make a roll, but add plus 35 to it. I'm just kidding. She's not exactly the sharpest knife in the drawer.
And besides, this one is very believable.
That's why she called in the first place.
99.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're dry. I can dry your shirt.
Oh, I've got it. Thank you very much.
Oh, it's no problem at all, really.
It's okay. I got it.
No problem at all.
Do you need to stop at your hotel or anything? Get a change of clothes?
Yes, actually. Would you mind driving me?
I don't have a car.
Oh, I guess we'll have to walk then.
Okay. Gosh darn it. I forgot. Forgot my purse upstairs. I need to go get that really quick.
Okay.
It's like, wait right here.
I will.
Run.
Okay.
Run now. Yeah.
All right, I'll leave.
Wait, hold on. What building was he at?
The FBI building.
Psychology! Damn it!
For what?
For what?
Reading her,
You're not there. Her,
yes, I am. Because I got to this.
You're not in the FBI.
You're not in the FBI building.
You said I tracked.
Oh, you're
the
outside.
Guy to the
you're
FBI,
outside.
And
yeah,
so
yeah.
are they.
There's, but there's more than. They're inside.
Yeah, there's. Damage in that side.
There's walls.
And doors.
That's
and
different. Yeah.
Wall hack is not on.
Oh, man.
I just sort of assumed that you guys started walking out of the building.
So I burned my contact, but I'm just going to leave.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to get the fuck out of there. Leave. Mission accomplished.
Do.
Yeah.
The crazy guy leaving.
How am I crazy? Yeah. How is that a crazy fucking plan?
Yeah.
It and worked.
Dog punching
it
is
worked.
Not a crazy plan.
Yeah, it worked.
I have a woman who's slightly suspicious of me and can prove nothing.
Exactly.
And a wet shirt.
Exactly. How many people did you kill? How did you blow your cover? Your plan was crazy.
All right, so what do the files say?
I'll have you know
we
did not kill anybody.
Obviously,
yes, but you...
You're needed.
They're
it's,
not
it's going to take some time to go through all these.
All right, I will give them to the people who will be here for the next game.
Woohoo, I've got files!
So do you head back to the slaughterhouse?
Yeah, I think I did a pretty good job.
Okay. Yeah, you did. You did.
I contributed.
Yay!
And, of course, you now have figured out that Agent Hollis has been taken into... removed from his house.
He's at the FBI building.
We might know why now.
Okay, so I guess we're all you're all
he's
back
staying
there, man.
There, like he's staying there at the.
Well, like you, how long do you stay?
As long as there's a building, as long as there is someplace that's open, I'm there.
Well, that's too bad. You're going to be there a long time.
As long as there's a
like a restaurant that's open. I mean, if I have to, you know. Migrate to bars or something like that. If I can keep an eye on the
actually,
building.
You don't have to. All night diner.
Super. It is, yeah. It's the 40s.
Well, yeah, but I'm not going to.
So
that would get awful. So I got to jump from building to building. Or I got to jump from building.
This will
not necessarily.
Well, I'll say it. Like, for the rest of the night, you don't see him leave.
Okay.
But anyway, he comes back and he just walked into the FBI building, got into the personnel office, and made off with the files of the four guys you're looking for.
Fucking A, I did.
And that's how you do it.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
It's like, and see? Not one dog.
Really, the dogs aren't our fault. We didn't know he had guard dogs.
That's why you were scouting him.
Yeah.
Well, we were trying to scout.
Mission creep. Scouting became...
Let me open the folder. Nope, no guard dogs in his folder. Would you like to read about him?
Be careful, the words might summon dogs. Wow.
New spell, summon German.
Okay. Well, looking at those files, obviously the one thing they all have in common was they were all on the Innsmouth raid in 1928.
Dun, dun, dun.
And James Holland is actually now a section chief in New York City.
Ooh,
spiffy. New York City.
He's basically not the deputy, not like a director, but just a section chief.
Yeah. What cases are you working on? What I mean, like from those files, we should be able to figure out what we can use to lure him out.
He works closely with Hoover. And basically, my job is essentially sniffing out subversives.
Ooh.
Which, of course, that never ends.
Yeah. This is true. So if we could give him...
Hey, on the plus side?
Yeah, but essentially right now, he's in charge of a task force to sniff out subversives, undesirables,
and FBI kidnappers?
Foreign agents in New York City.
Yeah.
And foreign kidnappers?
And now he's been arrested?
No, that's Hollis.
That's one of the Hollis.
Holland. Basically, there's a Holland.
Yes.
Yeah, James Holland is the active guy. Hollis is the one of the retired guy they just evacuated.
Into custody.
Because essentially another FBI agent was abducted from his home.
In broad daylight.
And his dogs were found dead.
Beaten to death.
And it's a good thing that DNA evidence isn't so much. They have a lot to go on.
Oh, okay.
What are the other two guys?
Fleming is in Bethesda, and then
Sir Delia.
Bolton is
with us.
We already got. Yeah.
We have Bolton.
Yeah,
Bolton's the one you
have. We just have three left, so Fleming and Bolton. So let's go check out Fleming because he's the one in
Bethesda.
Georgetown.
Bethesda.
That's okay. I can.
Who's the one in Georgetown?
Georgetown is Hollis.
Hollis and Bolton.
Yeah. We'll look at Fleming then.
Okay.
All
right. Fair enough. Actually, it's.
You see, once is coincidence, but once we get the second agent, they're going to know the Innsmouth's the connection.
Mm-hmm.
So, if one of them's in custody, that's. I don't see a way around.
Well, we should get the active one first. If you get the active one first, they're not going to have any way to cross reference.
And honestly, Holland is the one that is.
Yes,
the one that seems to have information on Fisher House. So.
Not the retired guys. They don't go in the office every day, unless they're constantly calling each other every hour. Are you still there?
Yeah.
All right! Talk to you in an hour!
I wish they would.
It was a retired guy that we got, and they went crazy.
Because we shot his dog in broad daylight.
With dozens of witnesses.
Yeah. I'm saying that's the thing that
I
happened.
Have an idea how we can get home.
That exists
now. No.
How? With Bolton?
Well, he's looking for subversives, correct?
Yeah.
We've got
Well, let's give him a tip on a subversive.
Which subversive?
And get him there. I happen to know one or two.
Oh, good. We've got a lot of people.
Well, this is the, okay. We're like, okay, this is a group planning session.
Yeah.
What's the plan?
I know of a Lieutenant Commander Price. I've worked with him before, if you could call it that.
Okay.
He has an interesting relationship with one of his young petty officers, if you know what I mean. I believe they would look poorly upon that.
He's a poofter, right?
Yes.
Someone says.
One of those pickos.
Yeah, and he's recently been transferred to the Naval Office in Washington, a very high post indeed. If we could maybe show that one of their high-ranking men is not what they think him to be, perhaps we could tantalize this Mr. Holland into meeting us someplace.
That sounds very logical to me. I'm all for that.
Then we bring the dogs out.
Who lets the dogs out?
The Nazis!
All right.
Wow.
So get in touch with Price, and should we get in
touch? I also have a place where we could stage this honeypot operation.
Yeah, we should spend some time in between this kidnapping and the next one, because if we do them all in a row, then that's going to set a lot of alarms off. But if we let some time go by, there won't be as much of a connection between them. So.
And besides, I need to get more stitches from the doctor first.
Yeah, healing is like 1d4 hit points a day or something like that. It's not very fast.
I know of a Wolfgang Steuben who has a... what does he have? A restaurant near Bethesda that used to be a speakeasy. It's got a number of illegal hidden passages. Perhaps we could use that to set up some form of ambush.
Perfect.
Mr. Steuben would be very cooperative. Or else.
It's like, that's the natural look he has. The wide eyes.
So, we need to, so...
And if necessary, I can, that's like I have another contact.
You still have Bolton, by the way, here. Tied up in a chair.
Well, give him to Marsh. I don't care what happens.
Well, I'll interrogate him here in a while.
I am a Nazi. I don't, you know.
Like, I'll interrogate him in a minute.
Yeah.
But I have, that's like, I have another contact right now who is... That's like, would be able to provide at least some semblance of transport to our guest if necessary.
Well, how about this? So the plan for Price is we get a bit of evidence on Price. Then we use that as a lure. We send that to Holland and give him the address of the ambush, saying this is, you know, and make the evidence sound like it's somebody really angry at Price wanting to get back, you know, a jilted lover or whatever.
Or someone who wants money.
To lure him out, and specifically say, I will only deal with you because you're the boss. You're the only one who can authorize this deal. So Holland gets there, we grab him, and that's it. So we need a bit of evidence, some proof that Price is doing what he's saying. So does that sound logical to everyone?
It does. Do you think you can get pictures of him in flagrante delicto?
Or do you think you could maybe do you know if he keeps a diary or something like that?
Well, I know that Price was instrumental in the theft of, where's my New Jersey raid? Theft of intelligence documents at the Norfolk Naval Base on July 3rd, 1936. Whether I would have that information would be if I had vital information on Price. Or if I was the one who sold it.
You see your sheet again? I mean.
Which is actually the case. But yeah. Let's neglect to mention that.
Okay,
Price was instrumental in it.
Yeah.
In order to cover up his.
Well, that was you breaking in.
Yeah.
And it was his help that let you get in.
And it was his help that let him in, so I was just going to stab his ass in the back.
So we don't even need Price. So, yeah, why don't we just send the message tonight with that information?
We don't need proof of Price. I have proof of Price.
Yeah, okay. So let's go to that speakeasy and set up the ambush, then we'll send the message, and then we'll just wait. That sound good?
Sounds good to me.
All right, so we go there.
All right,
leaving Bolton to the tender mercies of Robert Marsh.
Well, and your friend Steuben, who owns the place.
So, well, actually, should I stay back to interrogate him?
No, it's Marsh's deal. We don't care what happens with Bolton.
Actually, Marsh at that point says, "Look, you have a job to do. Go with your comrades. I'll see to this one." Yeah. I mean, it seems that Holland's the one we need.
I know you're eager to practice, but there'll be time.
It could be dangerous. If you're
no. Well, it's like, no.
The files are in my pockets. Dog jumps.
Fucking pocket dogs.
Nice picture on the back of that, by the way.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's you haven't seen that statue? It's in the foyer.
I'll post that on the RPBR Facebook page.
Okay. So I guess you go to that place.
So I will I will talk to Mr. Steuben once I get there. Mm-hmm. So is the restaurant hopping? I assume.
Yeah, it's a nice spot. So yeah.
I would like to.
Ragtime music going, big band stuff. It's a party.
And
big
by
band.
The way,
we Germans hate it.
Trading to clean clothes over top of the bandages on the arms.
I'm not a dog bite victim.
Well, they had all your face.
Certainly not me.
Well, I don't think they got my face. They were kind of jumping. I'm tall enough. I don't think that they're going to get me.
What's your character size?
I'm, where's the height at? 6'4".
No size.
Oh, it's 17.
Yeah, they couldn't reach that high. You're like a freaking
right.
Wine
so basically. Player. Gloves on the hands if necessary.
Yeah.
This is a hilarious
people. I'm not creepy at all. I'm a giant man with gloves
you
on.
You rang. Yeah, you're Lurch, basically.
Yeah. So I'll go in and I'll tell everyone, let me do the talking. You should all come with me.
Mm. And of course, he's there. You know, he's there working a bar.
Mr. Steuben, could we have a word in your office?
Son, I assume you have eyes. It's a full house right now. I'm quite busy.
I understand. We are powerful investors.
I'm not interested in investors. I own this place full out. Thank you.
Ah, that is very lucky. You are in the land of the free, where no one can take your property from you. If only all of us would be so lucky, including your family members.
Who the hell are you?
Wouldn't you like to know? Perhaps we should talk about it.
You can see his hand go under the counter. It's like, yeah, perhaps.
That would be a bad idea.
Perhaps you better tell me now.
Oh, Mr. Steuben, I represent a concerned party that is looking out for your family.
He switches to German. It's like, who the hell are you?
I think you know who I am, Mr. Steuben.
Yes. Why don't we go in the back room?
I'm going to be, actually, does anybody have psychology? Keep an eye.
Yes, I do.
Yes. Yeah, so do I. I'm going to be like...
There are
five. I rolled an
odd
two! Checking to see if he's making signs to any of the others. Like,
No, but his eyes have gone completely stony.
Okay. Well, anyways.
I can't this guy.
I make my check, 26, so... Derp. Anyway. So, I'm just making sure that he's not ordering his goons to ambush us as soon as we step out of the office.
No, you don't think he's planning an ambush. You can tell he's plenty surprised... But you're
not very happy.
Totally, actually, completely capable of killing all of you.
Yeah.
If it came to that.
All right.
So you go. He points to where.
I'm infiltrating.
It's going to be very difficult to avoid being seen by somebody.
I don't care if they see us. He's going to protect us by the time I'm done talking to him.
All right, so you all gather, like, you go back, he makes you, lets you go back there first.
All right.
He joins you a minute later.
Okay.
And as soon as the door closes, he turns with a gun in his hand.
Ah, Mr. Steuben. I can see why you're one of the strong ones who got out.
Like, which calls the, he cocks the hammer back. Because, came all this way?
Would you prefer German or English?
I
take it you haven't practiced your mother tongue in quite some time.
And he's German, still perfectly fluent.
All right, I'll speak this in German then. So, Mr. Steuben, I'm not going to try and persuade you of anything. I'm going to present you with certain facts. Me and my associates here are from the homeland, of course. And we are here on a certain piece of business. And this piece of business would find your property, or at least portions of your property, useful for the time being, in the short term. And we'd be very appreciative if you could lend us this property, free of charge and discreetly. We would be quite appreciative. In fact, we might lend you something yourself, perhaps information, because while I have no power to stop the change that is gripping our fatherland right now, I can tell you in which order regions will experience that change. And perhaps people you know might find that information useful in the very, very near future.
What do you want?
I would like access to your basements and some of the hidden rooms that I've heard are in this historical establishment. Just need to have a meeting. Nothing more. We'll leave right after this.
Cocks the hammer back. This way.
All right.
So actually, another psychology check to make sure that he is...
You make a good Nazi.
See if he's acquiescing.
Nazis!
55 made it.
Yeah, if looks could kill, that's bit, you're picking that up.
But he doesn't seem to have any other hostile... Well, at least initially.
Yes, he has...
he's got lots...
He's got lots of hostile intentions.
But
he was paying attention.
It's being held back at this moment, so...
No, he's also not crazy, and he's a pragmatist.
And then you wrote it on my sheet, so I assumed you wanted me to roll for
it. And he doesn't have dogs.
You don't know that.
That we know of.
So. It's like, he says, like,
I cast detect dog.
You get a headache for how many there are nearby.
No! Hey, dog!
Dog's my one weakness.
New summoned creature.
All right, yeah.
So,
he leaves, hidden. I want a room that would look discreet enough.
He leads you back into the his liquor storage, and moves a rug away, lifts up a false section of floor, the staircase leading down.
All right,
yeah. There's a room with a couple of hanging light bulbs, about the size of this living room, but it's obviously hasn't been used in years, but it's. And you can tell there's also kind of like paneling put up on all the walls to, and you can guess for soundproofing.
All right, is there any escape patch in this room? Is there anyone hiding?
Yeah, there's a tunnel. He says yes that way. There's a tunnel. There's a tunnel that leads out across the street.
All right, and so here's my plan: some of us hide in the tunnel, then we have the meeting in this discreet location so we won't be observed. And then while we're having the meeting with Holland, the people in the tunnel ambush the other party when they're not looking. And then we take Holland and leave.
Great.
To this location, which we have absolutely no ties to. Where I never
gave
my name. Yeah.
This is a wonderful plan. I'm excited to be a part of it.
You saw their brushes?
You're bleeding all over the floor.
Oh, damn it.
Absorb advantages.
Let's test the absorbency.
All right, so
we'll wait till Ross gets back to enact the plan. I'll pause this.
So,
and I can sneak,
and we're back.
Right. Hi. Yeah, the time
goes. It's like 10. No, okay. Sorry, I sit there looking intimidating.
Hmm?
Yeah.
No, I sit there and look intimidating. You sit there and look...
scary.
You're a doctor.
He's a German Nazi doctor.
May I use your phone, Herr Steuben?
Yes. Go ahead.
All right. I will call this Holland fella.
Call all the numbers.
At home, because I have his home number now.
Yes, you do.
Occupy all the bars.
You're like,
Actually, rings them.
This is Holland.
Mr. Holland, on July 3rd, 1936, the Norfolk Naval Base experienced a theft of rather sensitive intelligence
documents. Who the hell is this?
You will find out soon enough. I will list the documents to him specifically by title.
Fuck.
Yeah, look.
What?
Who did you say you were again?
Oh, God, he's straightened.
I am a patriot who knows that you have a man of moral degradation in your midst, and he is the sole perpetrator of this crime, and I want to see him brought to justice for
letters. Yeah, could you give me, like, look, I don't... Who are you?
A concerned citizen.
Yes, I am concerned.
Well, it says, well, I appreciate it, concerned citizen, but I don't take anonymous information.
What? Well, we can meet in, we can meet in a public place.
Uh-huh.
And discuss this more. I'm a little, I'm afraid I've revealed too much over the phone already.
So, yeah. Do you have, like, look, do you have a, like so, all right, do you have, I need a number I can contact you. I have to check this out.
Okay, yeah. I'll give him the number of...
The speedy's name?
The back office? The payphone.
A payphone down the street.
It's fine. Yeah. Hangs up.
All right. Well, let's go get some guns and then stake out the payphone.
I have my violin case.
Can I hide nearby the payphone?
Yeah. I'm not hiding well.
But we're all going to be there before the FBI can get
Is there your way to the speakeasy?
Well, two of us will go and get guns, and then the rest of us will wait near the payphone, and we'll be looking to see if any of the guys.
And
I think somebody needs to stay and keep an eye on this.
Can I prep a sedative that will?
You want
to
do that?
Yeah,
you know, but I will.
I know that's my go-to.
What do you
right
want to
now,
do?
Medicine.
I have to be able to answer the phone if they call on the phone.
And would also be a medicine for the administration.
David and I will
as well.
Go. And get
I can do.
Well, David can go and get the guns. Or
David, go get guns.
Actually, I thought it would be safe to assume
Caleb,
that
we
had them already.
If we do
the
get him, I can knock him out immediately.
Right.
We have a. I have a.
I'll say yeah, that's fair. Something.
So.
All right. All right. So, about 40 minutes goes by.
I'm standing by a payphone,
and we would be aware of any cars.
Yes. Actually, some guy walks into the payphone and starts using it.
You might want to make a spot hidden roll to see if they're coming to get you.
Or if they're carrying a gun.
Nope. Done. That's a guy. That's all you tell.
Everyone makes spot hidden checks. Ah! See if he has a gun.
Well, he's the only one sticking out the payphone.
Yeah. No, I was.
Oh, you too?
Across the street.
Yeah, and I'm waiting out.
He's with Steuben. He's getting guns.
Oh, wait, is there a diner across the street or anything?
Of course, there's always a diner nearby.
There's always a diner. Yeah, I'll be reading the paper.
The service industry is thriving in America.
Be careful right. About reading papers.
There's a war about
an Lend-Lease Act is going strong.
I make my high check, and
yeah, you're just a guy. You're just
I make
a guy.
My spot hidden check. So.
Yeah, you're just a guy. A guy at the
enjoying fine American coffee.
So actually, 50 minutes later, the phone rings.
I'm reading about
the guy finally leaves.
Of course.
All right, I'll pick it up.
Hello? The Yankees are my favorite squadron.
It's like, go! Go, my favorite sports team! Go! Yay, they scored a goal unit!
Private. Sooner or later,
it's
all
Holland
again. Become Calibol.
All right, concerned citizen. Yeah, I just checked that up, and there's no fucking way you could have this information any other way. So
I told you.
What do you want?
I want to reveal the man who's doing this.
Well, then
I
would ask, how would you get this information?
I have contacts on the other side that have revealed.
What the hell? Like what contacts?
My family members.
All right. Then who are they?
The Steubens.
I see. The what? You give his name.
Oh.
Yeah. They're no longer, for obvious reasons, very, very loyal to their countrymen.
I see. Look.
You are too good of an answer.
All right, look. You have to want something. So what is it you want?
I want revenge.
I see.
And money.
Money is also good.
Sir, please, I feel very exposed out here. Could you please come meet me at my restaurant?
So, well, he's in New York City.
Well, I own the restaurant. You may come whenever you wish, but please, quickly. I feel very uncomfortable talking about this on the phone.
Okay. You don't want us exposing ourselves.
Your organization is not as secure as you think it is.
It's like, well, look, I can contact the D.C. office and have them send some agents.
No.
Yeah.
I will only speak to you, sir.
Why is that?
Have you even considered how I got your home phone number?
Yes, I looked up on that. It's like some files were missing from the personnel offices in the D.C. office. Would you know anything about that?
No, I've gotten my hands on them yet again, my family members, but I will only speak to you. You're riddled with moles.
I have cancer.
I'll be waiting at the office. I'll be waiting at the restaurant for one more day if you change your mind, but I'm uncomfortable out here. I have to go. I hope to see you. I'm just going to hang up.
Right. Do you have persuade or anything?
No.
Mm.
I hope I can get a good on a lie check.
Yes, yeah.
I am over a phone.
I'll let you have it at a luck check because you had way too much information you couldn't possibly have had.
It's because it's fucking game.
Mm-hmm.
92. No. Well, I hung up. So. This is why I hate rhetoric scores in games.
Yeah.
This is why I fucking hate rhetoric scores. BS.
No. So anyway,
that's because you're good at it.
I would say that his role play alone would have been good to
get. No, it's good. That role wasn't to see if he showed up or not. Okay. It's to see if he was going to show up alone.
All right. Yeah. Well, we have guns.
Yeah. Exactly.
And grenades and TNT
and secret passages and all sorts of crazy shit.
Yeah.
So how long are you going to wait in the restaurant.
Who has demolitions?
We got a day. I mean, like, where is the restaurant anyway?
It's in it's in Georgetown.
That how many probably would have been our mechanic.
Probably I would say at least several hours.
Okay.
By the way, also there are now posters being plastered all around Georgetown with. Artist sketches of the two suspects, and they really match those two.
Well you're hiding in a secret speakeasy escape zone.
Has to be said, they really didn't get
hopefully
a good
no
look
passerbys.
At me.
David, there were like two dozen people watching you carry the body out.
Yeah, and the old woman probably could describe me, so
that's what I'm saying. She could get a very
cool.
good description of him.
It's cool that you guys are fine and just
dude,
have to go up and rip down the posters and it'll go down by 25%.
Yeah,
no,
that doesn't work that way.
That's a different game you're thinking.
Oh, right.
Yeah. But no, David,
cut off your ring.
You ran out into the broad daylight.
And stabbed someone.
And with people
wrist?
Staring at you. You
and,
you, and you made.
Penetrate.
And also, you made no
then
special attempt to conceal
score.
Your face.
Okay. Well, I'm not safe anymore. Taking a knife, just figure. There we go.
Hardcore!
I'm noticeable now.
Like.
Might I suggest growing a mustache?
Yes.
In a day.
Get to work on that.
By sheer force of will.
Alright, I have to.
Actually,
go
you know,
I'm
I
sorry.
Could probably pull that off. I mean, look at my manliness scores here.
So.
Wait, I'm German, I just sleep at night without shaving.
Execute
the
plan for me.
Yep.
He'll
be our.
Hey, Ross. Ross,
you
want to.
Yeah,
Ross, just for the session, you want to roll for him?
Yeah, I'll roll for him.
Yeah, okay. I've got a 7
sorry, let's,
handgun.
No.
So.
Don't worry, you'll die for the ride.
Act like Bartleby.
Can you do that for us, Ross?
I think I can. Yeah.
Good job.
And Caleb's already done a good job setting it up. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Okay, guys.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah. See you. See
Robert,
you.
This weekend we need you to meet the president of Palladium.
No, I'm good.
Come on.
All right. So. He gave him like so. He's probably going to use the number for the speakeasy to contact you.
Yeah,
if he does.
Well, we'll have Caleb set by in the office, stake out there. David in the speakeasy itself. And
no, we should have both David.
No,
I would
he
be hiding.
And David
can
Aaron,
hide in the tunnels.
Yeah, that's what
that's
I mean.
What
I mean.
Oh,
the underground room.
Yeah, we're
yeah,
we're
and then Drew and I will be outside watching.
By the way, the file also came with pictures of them. So
yeah, so we know. So Dave, Drew and I will be outside to see how many there are there, and to you know, like, they go in there, and then we close off the exit.
All right, the next 24 hours go by.
Yeah. Roll the heal.
Yeah, I'll say by now you're healed.
And same with me.
All the way?
Yeah, for now. Yeah, okay. Just for simplicity's sake.
Okay.
Hopefully we won't have to worry about that again, will we?
Well, if there's no dogs, then there's not going to be a concern.
Let's see what the Call of Cthulhu puts out.
So, but anyway, those who are outside, give me spot hidden.
I got a 4.
That's a crit.
I see all.
So, okay, you're out there on the myriad hundreds of thousands of divers across the way, and you see a car pull up.
Okay.
And some guys in, you know, coats and hats. G-men.
Who are making spot hidden joke?
Done. And you, from where your vantage point, you see a different car pull up and different G-men.
I didn't get a critical, by the way.
I know. So you see them, like, you immediately, because this, they really don't dress undercover right now.
Yeah.
They pretty much wear the G-men.
Fuck you, I'm a Fed.
Yeah, pretty much. That's the whole idea right now. So yes, they have those kind of guys not carrying heavy weapons. You know they got their packing.
The Bill of Rights doesn't exist right now.
I know. That's why I said.
Well, you can tell at least there are two teams who are get out of cars. That's 4. It's 8 agents total right now.
God damn. Fuck. God damn it, Cam. Why couldn't you have made that luck check?
and of course, you with that crit, you especially, you're able to watch them kind of disperse into the crowd.
Okay.
You know, one guy goes over to a news kiosk and just buys a paper and, you know, like, pretends to read while watching the scene. You essentially see where all 8 of these agents go.
That none of them are going in with Holland?
Holland, you don't see Holland.
Oh, shit. I'm going to call the... I'll be near a phone. I'll call the office.
I guess you'll have Caleb in there?
Yeah.
That's where he is.
Yeah. Say,
let him know.
Yeah, feds are here, not... I don't see Holland. There's 8.
Right.
How many are going inside? How many are staying outside?
They're all outside.
They're all outside? Okay, so 8 are outside. I don't see Holland yet, so they're waiting.
And,
question. During all of this time, is it safe to do preparation since I'm in the basement anyway? Yeah.
What are you doing?
You've got a day.
Yeah, you got 24 hours to prepare.
Basically stacking crates of heavy, bullet-resistant material.
Well...
Make cover. Yeah, making cover. That's a pretty good idea.
Probably, it's actually not so much boxes. But like sacks. Like, you know, heavy sacks of stuff.
And also, potatoes? Do they have it as like... is there any kind of like...
Flour.
That's like serving cart or... That's like, or anything else.
Chicken.
Then once we knock them out, we can put them on and just roll them down.
Bags of chickens?
No, not in the restaurant. But you can
is there a secret exit out of these tunnels?
Yeah, that's the tunnel heads to an exit across the street.
Okay.
Which leads you to a basement of a building across the street.
I'm going to have the car parked there. And basically...
Should we keep
can
somebody,
we all fit in one
should
car?
We keep
in
somebody there running it so we can just get the hell out immediately?
Especially with somebody else.
There's 5 of you.
Yeah,
so
there's 5.
You're probably going to need, unless you took the truck for everything, you'll need 2 cars.
But we can't take the truck because we need a place to put Holland where he can't get out.
Yeah,
easily.
We'll need 2 cars. Fuck.
By the way, as for the cart, yes.
Or why don't we just have Caleb drive off
on
his own?
One within 24 hours.
Okay, so getting one switch this
essentially,
we'll park 2 cars. We have 24 hours, we can get another car. We'll just have 2 cars parked there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll have 2 cars parked there. The keys will be left in them.
So we steal.
No. We'll put the keys in the tunnels, like right near the exit.
Okay. So nobody's tempted.
Yeah.
Why don't we just put the keys under the wheel well?
Well, it'll take longer to get them out.
So if they're right there, we're rolling. We get Holland, put them on the cart, roll
there
them down, grab the keys.
It.
We're gonna
what? Under the visor. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Sure.
So. And
but
additional spot hits now from the guys outside.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
And you both see another cab pull up from like 2 blocks down.
Yeah.
And 2 guys get out of it. You know, of course, you watch one guy once again finds a spot to pretend to do something, and the other guy you can tell from here is Holland.
Oh boy! I'll give Cable another call.
Lazy. Holland has arrived.
Yeah, with one other guy.
I'll head inside.
Is only Holland going inside, or is
he's the one walking? He's walking towards the restaurant.
He's like a block away, distance away.
And
take up another.
And
position.
Okay, but you, in your role, you're actually looking up some of the buildings, some of the surrounding buildings. You can tell some of the windows are open.
Damn.
And you actually see, you can glance, and you actually see there are guys with binoculars.
Shit.
Well,
they don't have. They're focused on the restaurant, not on.
They're watching the. They're watching the restaurant. Actually, right. Well, I'll say. How well did you roll on that?
I got a 42 out of 80.
Yeah, that's. I'll say that's still enough. You can also tell some of them in the buildings are watching. Most of them are watching the entrance. Others are watching Holland.
It'd be a psychology check to notice if they've noticed me.
None of them are looking at you.
Yeah, they're all focused on the building right now. They think this guy's alone.
I walk around to where the speakeasy tunnel comes out.
That's, it comes out in the basement of a building across the street.
Right. But there's a car, there, we've parked our cars nearby.
Yeah, but next to that building.
Yeah, I realize it's over
and
there.
And actually, it's a hotel, so and actually it's... I'll say there's a laundry in. The lenders to the laundry right near the...
Just looking to see if there are any government types around there, too. I mean, they have to...
Not if it was ever never raided.
Yeah, they might not know, but let's not wait to find out.
And again, this is Washington, D.C., not Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, check, mm-hmm. you know, do just do a quick spot, see if there are any feds around here.
Well, none that you can see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Holland's heading towards the restaurant.
Okay, I give Caleb the heads up. Say there's now 9 guys plus spotters up there, and then
I know. Okay, and one more spot hidden from you. I guess you're outside.
Yeah,
well, I'm still outside. I'm just not right next to.
Yeah, them. And actually, and you just happen to notice there are a couple of guys that aren't dressed as G-men. But you can tell they're not dressed as it, but they all give a very slight glance towards Holland before they go inside.
So how many people are going inside?
Those two guys go in first.
Uh-huh.
And then Holland follows them.
So there's so you three can guys.
There's now two guys and Holland inside there, and they're not dressed as feds.
Okay.
So they're actually trying to look nondescript. They're inside.
Okay. When is this meeting taking place? Is this when the restaurant's supposed to be open, or is
it's like 11. It's 11 a.m. right now.
Okay, so it wouldn't be open because you know it's a restaurant.
No lunch.
Well, it depends on what kind of restaurant.
No, it's they open at 10.
Okay,
so the lunch crowd will start coming in.
All right, so then my plan, since there's no way we can fight all these guys on the streets, the only way I'm going to be able to help is to go, back through the exit, you know, through the hotel entrance. So I'll start heading that way, because I don't want to draw attention to myself.
Just wait in ambush with the others?
Yeah, basically. I mean, we don't have a chance up on the surface. I thought maybe we could box Holland in, but he's got a fucking army up there, so we don't...
Basically, the luck roll was to see if he felt you were sincere enough to trust you to come on his own.
Yeah.
Which he didn't, so...
There was no way that luck roll was going to happen.
Yeah, if it could.
Well, Caleb...
Well, yeah, I know this.
But if we manage to get him out, hopefully this will be...
Hopefully.
And actually, I'm sorry. Holland,
are you smart enough to
actually? Holland, I'm sorry.
To prevent other people from coming.
Actually,
in
I'm backing up like this. A few moments before Holland goes in, he actually goes to a payphone, calls, and basically he's calling the restaurant.
Okay.
And so Caleb, I guess he's answering. He says, "Are ready to meet."
Okay. So Caleb tells yes. Caleb will take them downstairs, obviously, so they can talk in private out of the prying eyes of the customers. And so I'll be hurrying through the exit. These two guys will be waiting down there. And I'll be hurrying down there to tell these two guys, oh, shit, we got an army up there. We got to be careful about this. So, yeah.
Well, that's like, do you want me to go ahead and sedate him? That's like once we have him down here.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, we can't have him running around. But I'm just saying, we got to be fucking careful because they're
and quiet.
We need to. Do we have any explosives with us?
Of course we do.
Well, your list of supplies, you have a box of dynamite.
We have grenades.
Yeah, and you have 6 hand grenades.
So we need to set up an explosion to cover. They're not going to know about the tunnel, so we need to blow up this room so they're not going to know where we're going to come out. They're going to be focused on the explosion. They'll all rush into the restaurant. So can you set up a trap so that as soon as we.
Why don't we do an explosion somewhere else?
Because that's we don't have the resources to do that.
Can we? That's like, can we possibly?
Well, no,
set
we
up
can
a
just throw
light?
One of the hand grenades.
Well,
down the street.
We,
you do realize that this room downstairs is muffled enough that the sound of gunfire will not be heard.
And
all
there,
we have to
remember,
do is
the room is soundproof.
Yeah.
Okay. All we have to do is take out the two that are with Holland.
Yeah.
And then we.
They may not come in. They may stay up in the.
Well, regardless, if they want to do that, set up a trip. If we can.
Yeah,
get
that's
Holland
what I mean.
The room,
set up a tripwire so that
to
the first person.
Grenades.
Well,
yeah,
the
first person goes in. Blows up.
Is anyone doing the demolitions guy?
No.
No. Do any of us have demolitions?
No, I don't think so. That was our mechanic.
Okay. So we'll throw a grenade as we take him out to blow up the waste, to cover our...
I'm going to say, if no one's playing him, they're not available.
Well, wait. We can just stick a dynamite in the roof of the tunnel, like, and then light it and then run like hell as we go.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, so we'll do that.
Okay.
Or toss a grenade behind us.
So they won't be able to follow us.
That would be acceptable too. So
yeah.
Since
all right, so
that.
Have that ready.
Okay.
Anyways, I like this plan. I'm glad I'm excited to be a part of it.
Let's do it.
All right.
So everyone's. Okay,
we didn't see any dogs, right? We're dog free so far.
Fucking dogs.
No dogs.
Okay.
Okay. So where's there, so where's there, okay. So where's everyone going to be as Holland goes in?
I'm in the tunnels.
I'm heading at the edge of the tunnel, basically.
Near
that's
the hotel?
In the dark. Well. In where they're meeting in there, so I can.
So you're near the room.
So once they can restrain him, I can inject him with the sedative, knock him out, get him on the cart, and we can start moving forward.
All right, Drew, where are you?
In the tunnel with Ross.
All right, and David.
I'm in the speakeasy.
All right,
just at
a table.
No, the rock out room downstairs, remember?
Mm-hmm.
I'm practicing the art of not putting my face out where everybody can see it.
Okay, so who's going to actually... Caleb's going to be the one to actually meet him?
I thought Caleb...
Yeah, that's a cover story, is that he's by himself.
All right, so I guess you'll take over Caleb for a
minute. Oh, I will. Oh,
no, just play Bartleby. It'll be fine. do you need a moment to gather yourself?
Hello, Hollis. How are you? I'm like, so happy to meet you.
No, you're crazy. I'm out of here.
I just steal his cortical stack.
Yes. Yes, I steal his cortical stack for interrogation. Oh, yeah. He's not Bartleby, okay? He's...
Yeah. Well, that was Caleb's suggestion.
I want you to play Bartleby. That's a combat, yeah.
And to play you coming down, what the fuck are you doing? Attach me in here somewhere.
Yeah.
All right, so... okay, so I guess rolling for Caleb.
Okay.
Holland walks in. You see Holland come in.
Yeah.
And you can tell that those two guys, one's on either side of the restaurant.
Okay.
They're keeping a very close eye on him.
Okay.
And give me spot hiddens with them.
38, and that's a failure. 99.
Okay. The one guy you see. You can tell the other guy has a looks like a shopping bag with him.
Okay.
Or some kind
is
of bag.
Is it gun-shaped?
No, but you actually see, you can see for a moment, he pulls out what looks like a rifle butt from it.
God damn, not exactly subtle. Well, I'll tell, you know...
Maybe the rest of the bag is full of money.
Here, I have a room, let's talk in the basement, out of the eyes of the customers.
No, I think we're fine up here.
I go down into the basement. So, like, I ignore it, like, you... You came here. You need to, you know.
He's like, fine.
I go down to this.
And he says, like, before you go in the back. To,
yeah.
He says, hold it right, like, hold it there.
I turn. What is it?
Like, pulls his gun, not pointed at you, but just, like, turn around.
What is this? We were just about to talk.
He says, yes, I know, but I'm not a fool, so turn around.
What? Why?
Is I'm the only one going down there armed. If that's not clear, so
okay.
Turn around. Searches you. Do you have a gun on you?
No.
He pats you down.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go.
Okay. Do you want to go first or should I?
He says, go on.
All right.
I'll be right behind you.
All right. Yeah. Exactly. I go down. Doing the opposite of sneaking. Here is the basement, officer. Dong, 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 dong. I hope you like this. I know it's damp in here. So I go down there, and I'm sure we've rehearsed this since we've had a fucking day to do this. So, I guess our plan is to
Right. Him to just grab him and then him to sedate him.
No, he gets to the bottom of the stairs but then doesn't move any further.
Okay.
All right. So, let's have this information.
The files are in the room.
Well, the files are over here. I kept
them like, well, you can bring them over here.
Well, yeah, they're I would start walking over slowly. So I guess we're all ambushed. So it's up to you guys now.
He has a 45 out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't worry, Kale's expendable.
he was the last one down, so he left the doors open.
Uh-oh.
That's okay. We got the dynamite plan.
Yes, but we still have to get him into the room.
Okay. He's in the room.
Well, he's in the room, but he's at the bottom of the stairs.
Well, I thought he was at the bottom of the stairs right outside the door.
No. At the bottom. That's not the bottom of the stairs. No. That would be the top of the
stairs. But he didn't close the top.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's not
Well, he is at the bottom of the stairs right by the room, right?
He's in the room, but just at the bottom of the stairs.
He's just
outside of your view. Like, the stairs come down like
this. You need to draw this out.
Yeah, fine.
This shit is getting so real. Mm-hmm. Tom, can you deal with the realness of the situation there?
Can you deal with the disaster?
Well, what disaster?
We've already had the disaster today.
We already had the disaster. Yeah.
Make sure you mark out
this scenario has gone to the dogs. I hope we aren't barking up the wrong tree here.
It is a doggy dog world.
For that.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say
this one hell of a tale. You know what I mean, guys?
Damn it, Ross! Would you stop hounding me?
We are, you know, Vern agents. No?
No. No. I'm going to stab you.
The best jokes are the ones only you find funny.
Mm-hmm. Who All told right. you that lie?
This is, okay, very true, but this is the basic outline of the room. Stairs down here, there's a whole bunch of crates stacked there. There's a single table with chairs. And the tunnel starts basically...
Where's the other tunnel? Where's the escape tunnel?
That is the escape tunnel.
Okay, so he came down the stairs here.
And he's standing right there.
All right.
So Ross and I are in here. Other Ross is over here.
Taylor's
Where
there.
Are...
No, I'm in here as well,
okay.
So...
Okay. You can get behind stuff and hide. You've got time to arrange.
I'm over at the stairs anyway.
Well, in the stairwell, is it a solid stairwell or is it...
Solid.
So you can't get under it, or
it's solid and carpeted actually to muffle sound further.
Okay,
you know what?
So he's
hiding next to the stairs.
Oh, wait!
Why not just try the club him over the head route again? It worked so well the first time.
Yeah,
that part of it actually worked extremely well.
And he's not
well.
A dog, so you know
nobody has his summoned dog briefcase
so
with him.
Are you hiding?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll say he's a trained agent, so I'll say he has a spot hidden of 65.
65.
On the other hand, though, he is rather focused on Ross.
Still,
Caleb.
That's still a spot hidden of 65, though.
Yeah, so no... So well,
no
he,
penalties,
no,
but no...
He would get a... He's had a day to set up, so maybe like a plus 5 or a plus
I'll give 10. You, I'll give you a plus 10 to your hide.
All right.
Where is my hide?
So you can either do this as a resistance check or as an opposed check, and whoever has the greatest margin of success, however you want to do it.
So
resistance
so.
Check would be... what's your hide?
Base. 10.
Ow. That's not going to be good. So, I guess just roll, see if you succeed.
Nope.
Okay. Well, that answers that.
Hi, I'm the guy going to blackjack you.
Start counting?
I think that's just
happened. Yeah, let's just start counting.
That just happened.
Yeah. All right, Dex.
Do you actually say that? Do you actually say,
Dex?
Hi,
okay.
I'm the guy who's going to blackjack
Dex of 14.
You? Please do that. Right.
Who has a hot dex higher than 14?
I do.
I do.
No, wait. Tom, or Caleb has a dex of 18. He's going first.
But he doesn't have a gun.
He has
a fist.
Yeah, welcome to the gun show.
No, that's Which David's is, show.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Punch something.
Let's see.
And on TV, the whores were punching.
Kick him in the groin, make him lose
the
his
crotch.
Action,
the
and he'll lose
Wait,
his cool
I know.
Points.
He will try and reach over with a paper, try and go over to talk to him, and then just grapple him. Grab him!
And
grab him from all his worth.
If he can grapple him, I can.
Do you want me to roll, or do you want Tom to roll? Or,
no, Tom rolls. Well, no, you roll, because...
I don't think Tom should roll.
All right, Caleb's
fate
is on my hands. Grapple check.
29.
29. Grapple 25.
He does not grapple.
All right.
And now it's you, David.
Blackjack. Made it.
What'd you roll?
36. Punch a 50.
Let's see here. I think Blackjack at least has a 40 on it, actually. Base check. And I'm assuming maybe, Blackjack does have 40 on it.
Okay.
So, if you want to do damage, it would be 1d8 plus damage bonus.
I'm actually more going for the knockout.
Knockout check, yeah. That is... spot rules for combat.
Nice.
Knockout attacks, here we go. Roll the damage as per an ordinary attack. But then it's... So go and roll the damage, and then that will be opposed by the number. How many hit points does Holland have?
I'll say 12.
12, okay. So basically, you're going to be rolling your damage versus his hit points. And if
you don't mind.
Yeah. So it's 1d8 plus your damage bonus.
And so basically, you have 1d8 and a 1d6 to roll here.
Let's see here. I forgot if Marshall...
I'm going to try Drew's dice because... Who's ever I've been borrowing all night hate me. Let's try the virgin dice.
There you go.
3.
Oh, shit. All right, that's...
Why do all the dice hate me so?
Oh, that's for your damage.
Yeah.
Okay. You'd have a 15% chance of knocking him out with that much damage.
So, roll of percentiles and 15 or under.
Sorry.
And he only takes 1 point of damage.
Nope.
Okay.
He does take 1 point of damage for that.
But he...
One-third. So he has
this is going to be a fun pistol whip.
Well,
yeah. Well, okay, he's not going to pistol whip you. He's going to shoot.
Probably be next. Then.
And he's so he has a 45 or a 30.
He has a 45.
All right, so he has one attack.
And
what's his attack? What's his
60?
16.
60.
No, what's his dex?
It's
14.
14.
I'm 15.
Okay. Well,
so
then he goes first.
Then you go.
I'm gonna run out and close the door.
Okay.
So you're that would be good to close the door?
I mean, I wouldn't say it would be a climber at Exxon, so I have to climb up the stairs or to get around him while this melee is going on.
I think he's more focused on the guy in melee who just tried to club him.
Right, right. Yeah, but for Drew to move around that.
No.
All right.
No, actually, I'll say you can do it, but it's going to be next turn that you do it.
Okay, that's fine.
So, and then...
what's your dex?
8. So he'll have the shot off before I can...
All right, he's going to shoot David.
Of course.
And he shoots David.
Dodge.
Do I get a dodge?
Yeah.
Get a dodge.
Dodge, like you've never dodged before.
Actually, in this game, I don't think I have.
Exactly.
I think I actually managed to dodge that.
16?
Out of 50.
Wow.
Nice. Yeah, gunshot goes off. But that was the problem with Fate Land roll. A gunshot just went off and the door was open.
Yeah.
Okay, and is he...
Now it's dex 9. Or
8, so...
Dex 8.
Oh, you're...
Minus 9.
You're
9.
So, then, okay. You're up. Then Ross is up.
Don't you bark that at me.
All right. While everybody's doing that, I'm going to cast Shriveling on him. Not just a little bit. what's his power? How many...
I'll say he has a power of 10.
10. Okay, that's against my 18, so...
God damn it, boss.
No. I can choose how many magic points I can use, so...
I don't see any of this, right? I'm too focused on closing the door.
No, you're definitely within sight of this.
I don't think so. I'm not going to see any
of this. There's a gunfight going on. So, yeah, I'm just in the corner chalking and...
Chalking?
Talking, sorry. So I'll spend... I'll spend 6 magic points on that. I just have to start doing it because it takes 2 rounds to cast. I'm just talking in the corner.
Okay.
Yeah. Aaron.
Go ahead and run. That's like
I'm
run.
Not going to shoot him.
That's
like
run
another
out.
Option. I'm
let's
not
like run out
sure.
and inject
I'm a historian.
Him.
I'm not a crap.
So, all right, I will call that.
Give
it a punch roll.
Just a punch roll for that since I prepped it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Punching him with the needle?
45. Made it.
Let's see if he dodges, though. He hasn't dodged yet.
Yeah, so let's see if I can get him.
Yeah, because no one's... No, he didn't try to dodge David's attack?
Nope.
He didn't know it was coming.
Yeah, David did.
Okay.
And he does.
So...
What'd you roll?
I rolled a roll of 21.
Okay, yeah. His
okay.
Would be 28. Yeah.
Well, okay. This is now being this. Since they were close quarters,
yeah.
Do I need to make a luck check to make sure I don't get David?
Why? It's a punch.
He's trying to jab a needle.
I'm trying to sedate him.
So no, I would say no.
Okay.
If David was actually in a grapple with him, then maybe. Yeah. But he's not grappling.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I think that's everyone who was going to go.
Yeah.
Next round.
And Caleb.
Yeah, Caleb's up first. He is going to punch this time. Punch. Punch
Shit,
for the
It's field. All in the mind.
Yes. 35. That would be a punch.
All right. This will be his one dodge.
Okay.
This round. All right. He does not.
Okay. 2 points of damage.
So I said,
does
yeah.
Does Caleb have a damage bonus?
No, he does not.
Okay. He had not 12 hit points, right?
He had 11.
Yeah, 11. So he is down to 9.
Yeah.
Okay, next up. Me.
You're closing the door.
Actually, that would be me.
Oh.
Yeah, so you're going at the same time. You're both at 15, right?
No, I...
Actually, yeah, I am okay. We'll do you really quickly. Because,
I'm closing
okay,
the door.
Well, you don't need to roll, but give me a spot hidden.
26.
Yeah, you actually see one of the guys running towards the back room.
Yeah.
But then you close it. And actually, there is a...
Is there a bar that I can pull down that, you
it's
know?
A, but it's wood.
That's
but
fine.
But it's got one of those things.
Yeah,
at the top,
it's got
a slide bar mm-hmm. or whatever.
Okay,
it's
so
going to be
it's,
really hard for two men to break it is the point.
But they can shoot through it.
Well, they're not going to shoot their own guy.
No, but I said that's what they can. That's what they're going to do. If they can't, they might try to shoot it open because
yeah.
bullets work that way.
They're really bad FBI agents. Anyways, because their buddies are down there, they're going to shoot it down.
They are.
But no, they're. But anyway,
anyways,
they're loose
David,
cannons.
You're up.
Knockout.
Freaking loose cannons.
Sooner or later, this will actually
explosion.
Work.
60.
Okay, you said it's a base of 40
mm-hmm.
for blackjacking.
For blackjacking.
All right. Do I get a bonus to it from my
no.
from a stat of some sort?
No, it's base. If you don't have points in it,
basically you mainly shoot things, David. That's what you're really good at.
Yeah.
So okay, no, you just missed that turn because it's there's kind of a struggle going on here.
Yeah.
All right. The next up would be him.
Okay.
He's probably gonna try to shoot you again.
To be fair,
he is the biggest target.
To be fair, he might be the biggest target. But Caleb's the one who's damaged him.
For a punch.
So is he.
Yeah. Shut up.
So have I.
And he takes another shot, and by one, he misses you. It goes wide.
I'm just pointing out that we've got an NPC now who could be targeted.
Okay.
It's basically
right,
a meat
Ross,
shield.
Don't
words.
Worry about it.
So yeah,
then I guess you could right. take over.
So yeah.
Sweet. This is going to be fun.
Okay, okay, Ross, do it.
He has a 10% chance. If mine is my power is 18 and his is 10, I think he has a 10% chance of resisting it.
All right, and 94. He does not.
All right, so
well, depends on how you.
He takes 6 points of damage, and I lose 3 sanity points. And he probably needs to make a sand check because I just stepped.
Yes,
out.
He does.
So
and
fuck you.
He does not make it. So okay. I'm actually going to say he's not going to act next turn.
Okay.
He's too freaked the fuck out. Yeah, by the way, everyone, he's suddenly just clutching his, like, it's like he's trying to clutch his chest, but it's like he can't move.
See, it's, now you've got a shot. Now he should get a huge bonus on the terrain.
You yes, know,
you
I've got to say.
Double your punch.
But, okay, no,
we
well, if it's double my punch,
you, but you still fail on it.
I only broke his mind a little bit.
But also, is this exactly what I saw? That's like Marsh. The effects of what Marsh was doing.
No,
he was actually using another spell.
Okay,
but the words were similar.
73 made it.
Yeah, and
73 on your sand check.
No, on the punch because I was.
No, this was his attack to get the needle in.
Okay,
and he got a double. I said, okay, double your score because of this.
Yeah, so I couldn't.
Unless a 99 or 100, but no, and he's in and he's out.
Let's go!
And of course, now you hear someone like you hear someone's you know, the unmistakable sound of a rifle butt being hit against the. All
right,
get him on the cart.
Get him and load him and light the dynamite and
get
run the fuck away.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cue the yakety sax.
Basically,
I got a better idea.
What?
Why don't we wait for
no?
Just a second. No. Just like we wait for you guys to get be dragging him down in case the dynamite goes off early.
Okay.
Like, I'll wait.
Well, okay.
For
actually,
okay,
so,
yeah, you went away behind with that.
Okay,
yeah.
So actually, okay, and so you yank off the tablecloth you had over the serving cart.
Like
so you basically, he brought a serving cart down here.
Okay.
So now you put his unconscious body on top and you just push him down there.
Yeah. Okay. So we do that, and Yeah, he's going to stay behind.
Just for one round or something like that to light the dynamite so they've got a round head start in case it goes off.
Okay, at that point, okay, I'll say it's going to...
I say there's a luck check to make sure he doesn't stay up too long and it blows up on him.
Well, okay. No, I'm not going to just stay there and light it with it hold. I'm just going to wait for you guys to make more distance light it.
Okay, the agents up top have to score two successful, like, you know, gunshot rolls to blow through the trap door.
Okay.
And there's two of them, one with a shotgun, one with a pistol.
Okay.
So they'll each get a round, and after those two rounds, you're all set, ready to go.
Well, I'm just waiting one round for them to go.
Well, it's going to take them at least, I'll say, two rounds to get to the other side of it.
I'm not waiting for them to get to the other side of it. I'm just giving them a head start.
Okay, and actually, you see, you hear gunfire, and then people start screaming.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
okay, but... Yeah. All right, and they're almost down. This will be the next
light
turn.
And run.
And at that point, yeah, the trap door is blown open, and you give me a... you're throwing it?
No,
I'm just lighting it and running.
Oh, that's right, the one up top.
Yeah.
We're not.
Okay, and whoever has the highest luck, make a luck check to make sure it does exactly what you want.
Let's see.
I have 50.
I have 90.
Yeah.
And Ross?
All the luck. 20 out of 90.
Oh yeah, and so it does. It collapses that part of the tunnel. So yeah,
any chance that it caught those two agents in the collapse?
No,
it's on the other side of the room.
But it did. You know, they did back away.
Yeah.
And then you can just imagine now there's going to be all insane shit breaking loose.
Yeah, we're going to be driving away.
No way.
Don't mind us. Yeah.
And so yeah, all right, so you get to the end of the tunnel. You are now in the laundry room. And you can tell, like, some of the laundry, like, the laundry staff in this hotel are, like, looking outside, trying to see what all the commotion is.
Okay. Well, we're going to be ignoring them. Just getting away.
Pull my...
Yeah.
It's like, trunk, and you go.
All right.
Wait, we've got the tablecloth.
Mm-hmm. Just throw it over the guy.
Yeah. Cut off a piece.
We don't need masks. That's going to draw more attention to us.
Right.
Because running around with a guy isn't going to draw.
Tie him up.
We don't have a guy. We have a white bag.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So laundry. Take it up. Go.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I will say one more luck check to see. Make sure an agent doesn't look over your way.
Right. Come on. I checked for that.
Fucking 89 out of
90. Wow.
Just barely.
I checked.
Cthulhu loves me.
And soon you quietly pull away with Agent Holland unconscious in the back of your car.
Well, that went well.
And you didn't kill anyone.
I know. We're great at our jobs now. We haven't killed anybody. We only killed dogs, and they're not people. Yeah.
They're not people.
This was so subtle.
I mean, we ruined a couple of lives, but you know.
So, and I assume since you just drive the speed limit and don't try to.
Yeah, of course.
So you're back, but within an hour or so, you're back at the slaughterhouse.
Is Marsh still there? Is he still interrogating Bolton?
Actually, he's outside waiting for you.
All right. Well, we've got the grand prize for you.
You certainly did. It's like, good work, gentlemen. It's like, I must admit, I was having my doubts, but they are completely erased now.
There were no dogs there.
That's good, I'm sure.
Like, whatever that means, I don't understand your German.
He looks at you, dear boy. You look very tired.
Yes, there's an unusual amount of exertion on my part.
I have prepared coffee and. Other refreshments for you, gentlemen.
Oh, thank God.
Yes. thank you, yes.
I think we should get him.
Do you even need the other agents now? Or is Holland...
I thought all four of them, just to be sure, but it seems Mr. Holland here is the one that has the information I need.
Excellent.
Now, brings out a tray that has, like, glasses, there's bourbon and coffee.
Okay.
Rum. It's rum.
Yeah.
A bottle of
rum. Rum and coffee. Ah, a winning combination.
Says, now, you've done a thing and something for me, and now I believe I have something I can do for you.
Yes.
A favor was promised. What can I do for you?
Well, the first is, there are several things. We need someone to be removed from the general
public. I see. Who is this person?
Dr. Kessler.
You want the one in Boston?
Yeah.
So give him a look in Boston. Mm.
If it was natural, it would be best.
Say no more. He will be found, like, he'll be found dead within 24 hours of a heart attack, I promise you.
Ross, good. Why don't you go with and watch?
No, I don't want to, you know, too
yeah. I also have a more personal, I have another request, if I may.
You may, but it says, I promised you one favor.
I don't want to screw, I don't want to, like...
This is also a promise of assistance with you as well. That's like even my own expert, that's like expertise for interrogation.
What's that?
That's like, if I may be allowed to assist in the interrogation, Mr. Holland, that's like my... Price would be certain
like
information that I could possibly get from him.
No, that's Caleb's character.
No, it's his character.
Because it's like, given his high position in the FBI, could be very valuable. That's like to me and my
family.
Whatever you need from him, of course. I must have the location of Fisher House.
See if there's.
I will be happy to obtain that for you.
It says he seems fairly fit, but he must stay alive long enough to get the location of Fisher House. After that, he's yours to do with as you wish.
Oh,
but that the first part is not negotiable.
I will. That's like understand.
Well,
I will give him a night of respite since he seemed to suffer some other issue. I have not seen before. But that's like I'll give him that night, and then we will begin new in the morning.
Says, of course. Right. Professor.
Interrogation because something dreadful happened to him.
I'll never have a shock. I want to keep him alive.
He is alive. What's the problem?
But to keep him alive during interrogation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, we got him in one intact. Yes, he's a little damaged, or a little worse than the wear.
Actually, no, he's not. He's barely damaged at all.
Oh, okay.
Just like a couple of small,
that's
like,
what he
light
said, a little bit.
Internally, probably not so much.
Again, that's why.
A little desiccation. Just a little. A little desiccation.
Well, you don't know what happened.
No, I saw him clutch his chest tonight, but
Actually, by the way, give me a medicine check on him.
Okay.
No.
I me.
Whoever has medicine.
Do you?
I'm going to roll at a base.
Ought 9.
Yeah.
Yeah, I made my psychology advantage.
Okay, when you're giving a thorough checking over, yeah, there's some odd looking, kind of like lesions on him almost. Like,
see, I'm ready to improve my psychology.
It's like something, almost like something kind of seized up in his chest.
I'm just whistling.
Mm-hmm. In fact, it's very.
Where's the word? I pulled it up.
Desiccation?
No. Sure. Something I could call you.
It's like almost like, kind of like a desiccated spot on him.
Yeah.
By the way, at that point, the marsh, the professor, we might take a walk.
Yes, of course. Mr. Holland is secure. What did you want to talk about?
As he leads you out, as you head outside. Yes. Very impressive. Where did you learn such things?
Krenzler was a very good mentor in many ways.
Yes. I admit my grandfather put me to shame.
The more I learn about the Marsh family, the more I am impressed.
Now, I know you are, I'm sure, a loyal member of your government. And I'm sure you intend to return after your businesses here are concluded.
Well, I mean, there's no other alternatives. I mean, what else am I to do?
Perhaps I could offer you something.
Oh? And what would that be?
Now, I cannot tell you exactly what I have planned when we find Fisher House.
That Gestapo guy is creepy. I'm going to go outside and smoke a cigarette.
However, I could perhaps offer you something greater than even the knowledge you have right now.
I am a scholar at heart. I would love to know more.
Once we recover the objects from Fisher House, I think I shall have enough to restore the tradition of my family. I think perhaps I could find a place for you there.
I look very much.
And with it, I can offer you something no one else can.
Oh, I.
It's beginning to look a lot more like fishmen.
I could perhaps offer you immortality.
That's right. Well, of course, a scholarly immortality. You know, I mean, a book published is something massively
yes, of course,
rather nice, but
like, that's not quite what I had in mind.
I see. Well, let me. We need to find Fisher House first before we start making, you know, carving up the world.
Like, once we find it, I will show you things. I think you will understand better then.
I look forward to seeing these things. I think.
Good. Yeah. In the meantime.
Yeah.
Rest up. I need you at your best before when we partake of this.
Of course.
It says, if you wish, I could see to it that once the objects from Fisher House have been retrieved, that your other targets should meet a similar end.
Ah, yes. Then all we have left to do is to establish an independent organization to strike the government.
And it seems even on that front, you have the numbers, but not the motivation nor the equipment to carry things out.
Yes.
Another other things I could potentially help you with.
Excellent. We this will be a very fruitful and profitable partnership.
I think it will.
Okay. I'm not telling him about the little get-together in Arkham, though, because I want to get a second opinion about how crazy his ass is from those scholars.
Scholars, explorers, adventurers. Yeah.
So, the Marsh family. They're fucked up, huh? Tell me about it.
The Marsh family's kind of cool, huh?
Yeah. So, yeah, next session.
Next session will be the break into Fisher House.
Well, first I gotta go to Arkham and talk to those people and see if maybe as a good German Nazi, I don't think I could just, you know, maybe I have to double cross Marsh and take all the loot for myself. Start my own, you know, Nazi occult division.
Ross, you were hanging around Caleb a little bit too long there.
I know.
No, he started making these plans last week.
Last week he was to stay with Marsh and just create Cthulhu County, Cthulhu Country, Lovecraft Country. But now I'm thinking, why don't I take all, steal all this shit, go back to Germany, and start a Nazi zombie army?
On the
That's kind of cool, guys.
On the moon?
Maybe. Ooh, that would be even better. The gate spell, yeah.
So yeah. By the way, okay, Aaron. Before we stop, Aaron, you need to do one thing.
Okay.
Now, how do you plan on questioning him? Do you want to go soft or do you want to go hard?
Considering the fact that he has soft with the promise of pain later in incremental. And it's like in increments, because given his shot.
So how do we want to go about this? The
it's like nuts or potty trainers.
So, which to me right now would be series of injections that cause more progressive pain. So,
and I'm the bad guy.
I'm a Gestapo interrogator.
I do.
So you picked that role.
I know.
He's got like 3 hit points left.
I know, but again, it's nothing else to really kill him. So, the first thing I really need to do is see if I can bolster him first,
I'm going to say this. You can go one hard roll on this, but you're going to do like you can break him in one hard interrogation. But he will take damage, and there's a chance he could die before he tells you.
Yeah,
or you could do 3 lesser, which means, but you have to make all 3 of them.
Why not just let the NPC do it? Like, I mean, you know.
Well, also,
if you want to do it,
but I want to do this, and also. No, I want to do this, but also
this is making me uncomfortable.
I have information to take this, so it'd be 3 soft rolls, and will those be going? How would I be doing this through? It's like
why can't we be nice? No,
it's interrogation.
Why can't we all be nice?
Interrogation.
Are you going to do the one hard or the 3 other rolls? We have to make all 3 of them.
Now, what would the one hard roll be for Aaron? Just so we know, what
it's a base, but he would do damage.
Yeah, that's the problem, and he only has 3. So, although would the Knight of Respite that I gave him bolster any of his hit points? Can I do a medicine check just thinking if I can bolster him first? Okay. Medicine. 12.
Alright, here I'll.
1d3.
1!
1!
So he gains 1 hit point back.
Now he has 4.
And how severely will it damage him if I.
I'll say.
To be fair, that's almost a
10d10.
I'll say a 1d6.
1d6 investigators per round.
Okay.
So, but you only need one roll to do it. If you don't make all three of the other rolls, he might hold back and you have to.
How many of your attack rolls ever roll above a 3 on a 6-sided dice?
Well, they're not mine.
Yeah.
Oh, you're making the attack.
Soft. Don't be a hero or well, wait.
Don't be a hard ass. So.
What is your skill?
Oh, I'm 75 on interrogate, so
go for the three easy ones.
Yeah, because I would rather
softball him.
That's like
give him some.
If drugs. He doesn't make the three easy ones, can he go to do the one hard one?
70.
Okay, that's 1. 2.
40. 53, made them all. All
right, so yes, after one night of mostly threats, you can probably tell this guy was once a really hardened field agent, but now he was given a desk job.
Okay.
So he actually reveals that, the location of Fisher House is actually a brownstone residence in Washington, D.C., owned by Silas Fisher.
Okay, I have that information down. I'll make sure to give that to Mr. Marsh. But after I do that, now,
Holland.
Mr. Holland. Just sitting down. I'd sitting down, pulling out a cigarette. Would you like one?
Like, fuck off.
Lucky strikes. Don't often have a chance to have these. I have one more question for you.
I said fuck off.
You have one more piece of information, or at least knowledge, of a fellow agent by the name of Harper. Do you not?
I gave you what you wanted. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, you gave me what my employer wanted. What I want is a completely different matter. Now I decided to take the softer approach with you, because you seem to be more in a fragile state. However, since that's to get what I want, I will take the other route if necessary, regardless of your state afterwards.
Give me a psychology roll.
Okay. 99. Fuck that up.
Oh, yeah, he'll roll over like anything, yeah.
Yeah.
Just take the pliers to his mouth.
No, actually, the way he's looking right now, it doesn't look like he'd break now. It's like he's ashamed of what he did, and now that's kind of bolstered his, resolve.
You gotta go the harder.
Shoot this puppy.
It's like, I know you will. Like, you're looking at that puppy like it's the devil.
There's a puppy in here.
But
get the BAR. Kill the puppy.
Just stand up. But I can see that you've been. That's like through much enough tonight. I'll give you one more night to think it over. And then I just like think it over and to think your answer to me. Otherwise, I will have to take the lesser traveled, more unpleasant road.
Right. And upon that, you get spit on.
Then I pop it. Or we go with Plan C, crazy snake hands.
Wait, hold on. Aren't you going to do that anyway after everyone else going to sleep?
No, Gus like 1D10 sanity. You kind of like 1D10 sanity.
How many you got?
I got 82.
You'll be fine. Yeah.
He won't.
Okay, well.
Well, that would be the point of it. We'd break his mind for the fun of it.
Well, so far Operation Downside's going swimmingly.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there was that one unfortunate.
To be fair, hold on.
No,
it's important. To be fair, Operation Downside has accomplished none of its goals.
What do you mean?
We haven't started an uprising.
You've got to start.
We've got a group of people who already hated the government going, yeah, we hate the government.
But they're certainly not professionals.
Yeah, we've got a couple of people that we're supposed to assassinate that are not dead yet.
No, one of them's going to be dead.
Yeah. And
really soon.
He's not dead yet.
And our primary contact is...
Such a negative answer.
And our primary contact has given us the information... Well, sorry, his work with us, given the information we need. We're going...
No, he's not. He hasn't given us any of the information we need.
No, this is
we've
kind
been
of...
Doing
no,
work
he gave,
for him.
Gave us a look at...
Okay, though this operation is a little dog eat dog.
Yeah.
And besides, we already used that one.
Fisher
House isn't part of our investigation.
Man, like
this dog. Mission is going to the dogs.
Fisher House is for him.
tail bites a dog. I'm sorry,
what? Fisher X Fram, we're supposed to go and take care of the airplane schematics or whatever.
He's going
to
do that.
No, no, hey, not the schematics. You're supposed to kill the guy that's the engineer.
Okay. And we can do that. And I suggest we don't alienate Marsh. You know,
oh, I'm not saying we should.
Don't
alienate
bite
Marsh.
The hand that feeds us.
Yeah, Marsh is going. To...
Hey, look, you're the one who's got problems with dogs, not me.
Marsh is going to give the guy a heart attack.
Oh no, I'm not saying he's not. I'm not saying
well,
we haven't made progress.
Why are you complaining? We're
I'm not saying we haven't made some progress, but it's not like things have been going great.
They have been going great. We kidnapped an FBI agent while he was surrounded by a dozen agents.
It's probably good that you did that and had time to prepare, because if those 8 guys came down.
They were like 12, because there was...
Actually, 10 of them total.
It's cool, Ross could have made...
And guys, they were watching the surrounding buildings, so...
Yeah.
And then we would have all looked at him, said, demon man, and killed him.
Yeah, I don't think Crazy Snake Hands is going to work against 10 guys with Tommy guns. I'm sorry.
I think some of them will run away.
Some of them will.
I would run away, too.
And my Tommy gun will work on the other ones.
No, but people could rationalize it. He had a snake with him.
Yeah.
All I have to say is, you know what? Granny already did worse.
Did you hear about that in India?
What?
There was a snake charmer in this building. Who they like, you know, they get rid of snakes. That's what they do. They charm the snake out. And the building didn't pay him, so he took all the snakes he had and let them loose in this building.
Well, at least on that note,
I think the session's kind of over.
Yeah, so.
Yeah,
thanks.
So we'll see you guys next time.
Yeah.
With Operation Dazzle. Really? Unspeakable. All right.
RBBR.
It's unspeakable! Jeez. We don't have to...